Now you gotta wait and put the information in. That sucks about that. You can't do that one before.
What is today's date? 24th. Okay, so I hit done. Now I hit continue?
Yeah. And now double click. Tap on the Facebook, the one in the middle. Yep. Tap that. Just, yeah. Now, go live. Hello, good
evening.
Good evening, everybody. What's going on, man? Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. We had a couple of little problems tonight starting the show with our opening song.
Johnny on the spot.
We couldn't get the... We had a dead iPad, so we had a problem there. But we're
and,
good now.
We got one mic down.
We are good now. What?
Your mic's down.
Whose mic is down?
Now you're up.
No. He's down.
My mic is good.
And down, Margaret, up. You up?
I'm fine, but you could lower the volume in my headphones.
Yeah, you can do that too. Yeah.
That would be nice.
Okay.
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem, everyone. Yeah. Happy Mayhem Monday.
Happy Mayhem Monday. I hope everybody had a nice weekend. What'd you guys do this weekend?
You know what I did. You kept texting me the whole entire week. It was my birthday weekend.
Yeah, I had to keep bothering her.
Yes.
Margaret, leave me the fuck alone.
And I'm like, go away. Leave me alone. I just want to relax and breathe. It's just been one of those. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes. I know.
So, Johnny, what did you do other than eat?
Oh, I ate, man. I had a good food all weekend. We went and saw some shows this weekend. We did a lot of good shit. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, a lot of good stuff. What does that sign say?
It says...
What's it say, darling?
Yeah.
It says no cruising. We can't cruise.
No cruising?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're not allowed.
No,
it's all good.
Anyway, hey, so how's everybody doing today? Well, I sound okay. I sound like a little echo.
You guys are really low, and I'm like way off the top.
Yeah, and Rod's like blowing up in my ears, and you are...
And sick. That's not the first time?
No. Sound guy, get it together.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Yeah,
here.
You know, we had a little problems tonight starting the show.
Yeah,
hey,
we got always
Kurt,
have problems.
Hey, Craig, how's it going? We're just getting things rolling here.
There you go. You bringing Mama up?
Mama's good now.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Can you bring him down? My headset down?
Yeah, bring him down. Your headset.
Yeah, just bring down my headset. You guys are sitting right next to me. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. I don't like the way I speak anyway.
So, I know. Well, I don't
you know with that New York. Accent.
You got a New York accent?
Yeah, I think I do.
Oy vey.
Oy.
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 Oy vey.
Oh, oy. God.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Exactly. It is what it is.
So, listen, did you want to make your shout outs now before you forget and you can look out at people?
Yeah.
And
well,
stick
you know
that
what?
Up there so
you know
before I shout in your face because you're being rude.
I'm being very rude right now. So.
Yes, he is.
I'm gonna
take a swig of. My,
whatever that is.
My coffee from a non-sponsor.
I would like to say, you know, I go, you know, through some groups sometimes. I'm in a bunch of groups, and I feel like I got to echo.
I'm picking
that better. That better. That better.
I'm still like way over the top.
Yeah.
I am. Truthfully.
Yeah. No, Craig. Adam is working late again tonight. Sorry, guys. So you know, bother him on his Facebook page. And,
yeah,
and
definitely.
Tell him. We can't change the show, but, you know, work
that's
is
right.
work.
Send them out.
Right. We're doing this on our own dime, so.
That's true, yes. So, anyway, you know, I go to a lot of groups and stuff that I'm in with the motorcycle show. And I came across this one group, and this one girl named Michelle Hollywood. Michelle
Hollywood?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you'll like her. She's fucking hot, man. Check her out.
I might like her. What
might,
the hell with Rod?
Nah,
I might like
she's
her.
Def-
come on, man. Seriously?
And, yeah. Women, ladies first.
She's really hot.
You're
and
a lady?
She's a sweetheart.
Sometimes.
This girl, she did a video, and the best part about her is she cares about every member in her group.
That's fabulous.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
And she watches over. It's like a family, the group. The group is called Hollywood's Harley Davidson Singles to Mingle, Uncensored.
Hmm.
You got to check them out. They're really an awesome group. So, I was watching this video today. I was like, wow, this is fantastic.
And you didn't share that to me.
I didn't share it to you.
And I'm the single guy in this group.
I know, right?
So, yeah, but the key word is Harley. So,
when you
finish your purchase, then you can join those groups. Just saying.
Right.
Now you shut me off.
Yeah, see, because I'll always be the bitch on the back, but and that's a curse word that I'm allowed to say.
Did you fall off?
I'm included till I get a bike back.
Yeah, did you ever fall off the? No, you're not the bitch that didn't fall off. So.
No, I was in a really bad accident in '96. I got thrown off.
Oh wow!
I flew 50 feet in the air like the Flying Nun.
Really? Ooh. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
See, then we never want to hear that. You know,
But I walked away because I'm sitting right here next to you.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. A blessing. That you're sitting next
you
to
are me. Really blessed that I'm sitting next to you.
We are blessed, not just Johnny.
Well, oh yeah, okay.
I feel all like,
right. You guys are so
the
adorable.
Bastard child in this relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
I love a woman that. All right, we're a little blessed, but
no, we're a lot blessed. So what? We've got a lot of things going on for the show tonight.
Yes.
We're not going to mention. Well, yeah, we could say what's happening. We got Johnny Lang's calling in a little bit.
Johnny Lang's got an announcement he wants to make with us on the show.
Yep.
So he's calling at 8:30.
He'll be in at 8:30, and then the road captain, Mr. Harrison, there is going to be calling in with a really good update.
Right.
With that, and and then I'm going to say a few words on the NBW, and those will be my final words.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's it. We're done with it.
And then that's it. No more after that.
Nope. No more.
But anyway, I've been speaking to Geneva Keen.
Hello, Geneva.
Yeah. Hello.
At the TNBikeFest.com.
She's killing it.
She's ready for that. Yeah, she's real happy about that. We always give shouts out to Geneva because we love her.
Geneva's awesome, man. She really is.
She's doing a lot of great things, too, with her music, and she's going to be at a bunch of events going up. So I actually shared a couple. I think she's got one coming up at the Outpost on May 7th.
The Outpost is a really cool place.
Do you know that was built special, that little stage area for Geneva, Geneva Keen
Band.
Was
it really?
Yes, it was. Do your homework, guys.
That's fucking great, man.
Yeah, it's a special place for Geneva, so she loves performing there, and it's always got some good events. So
yeah, you know. And they have a dock, a floating dock that's famous that someone always falls off this dock because they're always getting drunk.
Have you ever been there?
I've been there.
Have you fallen off the dock?
I have not fallen off the dock.
That's a mission that we need to accomplish.
I
want to
see that.
I must say, I have not.
I do.
All right, Motorcycle Mayhem fans out there, task. Get Johnny drunk and off the dock.
Yeah, I want to get somebody film it.
Get the lot to get you drunk, dude. I've hung out with you.
No. Hey, John D. Blackstock is in the house.
Hey, what's
Ron
going on?
Hopper. Hello from North Carolina.
Hello, North Carolina.
I think I shouted out to Jacqueline already and Craig Daugherty. And yeah, I spoke to him. And who else is on here now? We said Kurt Micaiah. Hey, and We got a few listeners on here now. Hopefully,
awesome.
People will start getting pinged that we're going to be on here because we won't make any really good juicy announcements really until after the 8:30 hour.
Right.
So Kevin Beener made his announcements.
Okay.
The winners for the raffle.
None of us.
No. Oh, damn.
No, I didn't win that David Yule photo, but they raised. I believe they raised close to $8,000.
Wow.
If not more. I got a fact check on that one. But my last check, it was close to $8,000 for Aiden Has a Posse.
Right.
That's amazing.
And that was fabulous. Him and Tim Ford both. Why am I hearing that?
That's me. Sorry.
Oh,
right. Stop doing that. Lower your volume. I was like, what the hell's going on?
I thought it
but anyway, go to AidenHasAPosse.org, and you can still continue to donate to the foundation to raise money for ALD for getting laws passed to make it mandatory as a test for $1 in all hospitals for newborn baby boys to be tested for this, because if it's detected early,
we can
save lives. And to date, over 40 boys were discovered to have this. So those are 40 lives saved.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Lisa and Bobby Seeger started the foundation in honor of their son, Aiden. And it's a fabulous thing to do. And in North Carolina, guys, again, I believe it's Saturday, May 6th. I think it's in Charlotte. I posted that information also. Aiden Has a Posse, the Aiden Ride, first annual in North Carolina. Go check it out. Go sign up for it.
Excellent.
It's an excellent event.
And that was an awesome one they did, too, on those mini bikes.
Yeah.
All the way to fucking San Diego. Imagine. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That must have been a
hell of a run. And you didn't win the bacon.
I didn't win the bacon. I'm really upset about that.
We're back to the bacon.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's a lot of bacon, man. I definitely would love that bacon.
You know? No, I know. I know I know you definitely would.
Bring the bacon. We want bacon.
So now with Mr. Harrison calling in from the Road Captain app.
Right.
Okay. He's going to make a couple announcements about it. I think they're almost there.
Okay.
I'm not really too sure what his announcement is, but they're getting close. I mean, they have a June date set for the launch.
Okay.
For that. But we'll wait and see when he calls in. And you might be getting a phone call from somebody with a barbecue spot.
Oh yeah,
they want you to check out.
You had me at B. So.
I had you at B. B is for barbecue.
That's right. You had me
Johnny's
at B.
Johnny's favorite. Right.
Yeah, that's right. I love barbecue. Barbecue's great, man. I mean, come on.
And that's what we talk about all the time. Say something.
Food.
Barbecue and
food.
That's right. Food.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Sex, drugs, and barbecue. That's the way it is in this house.
No drugs.
No drugs. Sex, bikes, and barbecue.
There you go.
And bitches. All right? We like bitches.
Well, I am one.
You are. Well, that's right.
So, yeah, but, you know, leave the drama at the door, though.
That's right. We don't like drama.
Please,
no.
We do not like the drama.
So, you know what? I might as well just talk about it now, since we don't like drama.
Good.
All right. Since you guys are not paying attention to anything, you're looking at your goddamn phones.
Well, I'm trying to work here.
Yeah, I know. We're doing a radio show.
We're talking about drama, and here it comes.
Well, it's not really. It's not really drama. A lot of you folks out there still, and you know, we appreciate you messaging us about it and asking us questions on our previous videos and all, with the situation with Nashville Bike Week.
Right.
Okay. So. I really don't really want to talk about it anymore.
So let's not.
I know, that's it.
I'm so sick and tired of this.
But my statement and our mutual feelings from all of us pretty much is this. I got an email from Bill Christian from the State Department, the Health Department in the state of Tennessee. And as of April 13th, the promoters from National Bike Week have not been given an application because they have not put one in yet.
Oh.
Okay, so here's the situation. Everybody that keeps going to the website for Nashville Bike Week and nothing's listed there. I will say that Nashville Bike Week has done some good charitable work. I will give Mr. A credit for that. Mm-hmm. We have checked that out. And yes, you know, he's donated some good money for some good causes. And we really appreciate that aspect of it. But when it comes to anything else, when we support an event, and mind you, we were not paid to originally promote him. We share everybody's events.
Right.
We thought it was a great thing. I spoke to people that were going, that bought tickets. Johnny's friends bought tickets. Everybody was going. Everything was all exciting.
That's right.
Everything was all, hoo-hoo, this is great. We were never paid to promote the event. And because of that, we just shared the information, and unbeknownst to us, all of a sudden, all this drama came happening. Left Loretta Lynn's ranch, blah, 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 whatever the situation was. Everybody knows it by now. I don't need to repeat myself.
Right.
Bottom line is this. There's no permits, so there's no event. And if there's no event, I can't promote something that does not exist.
Exactly.
There are other people out there that are still supporting it, that are paid to advertise, you know, that they get paid advertising. They pay for advertising. They'll advertise you. Big deal. Right. All the radio stations, which will remain nameless at this point.
Right.
But they're getting paid. The people that work for that radio station that have to announce this, they know the situation, but they are employees. And they themselves cannot really, you know, chance losing their jobs. So you got to do what your boss tells you. Shut the fuck F up, and that's I almost said it.
We're trying not to curse.
We're trying not to curse because
trying to be gentle.
We're trying to be respectable.
We are trying. Yeah, right.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Oh,
but anyway, so we were never paid to advertise for the event.
Right.
So therefore, we pulled everything. And anytime he had called into the show, we listened to what he had to say because we were neutral. Everybody's, there's two sides, three sides, four sides to every story.
Yeah.
But I will say this. There is a page on Facebook now.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Unofficial Nashville Bike Week Scam Page. And what they are doing is, and I want everybody that has an issue with Nashville Bike Week that they had a problem, they're not getting refunds, they want to find out more information, please go to this page.
Right.
Because people are sending proof, documents, scan copies, emails, and they are actually posting the refunds that Nashville Bike Week has been giving back to people who have purchased tickets. And right now, I believe they're up to about $19,000 in
wow.
refunds that have been given out.
Good.
So, you know, that's a good thing. People are getting their money back. But if you want to know more information or what's happening, follow that page. Go to Alex Hernandez's attorney's blog page. I signed up for his blog page, MCATTY on Facebook. He has a lot of valuable information. He's an attorney. He, you know, this is his job. He knows the law. So he's posting factual and true information. Those would be your two sources. They can give you good advice. The unofficial Nashville Bike Week scam page on Facebook mm-hmm. has lists and addresses for people to write letters. You know, the written word, you know, how we used to do that. Sometimes a letter is a very powerful thing to specific agencies and organizations that can help them.
Right.
And that is it. So our statement pretty much is this. Until it is an event, we cannot promote something that, in my opinion, does not exist.
And we
won't.
And is
fluff on the internet.
Right.
Because all it is a website right now. It's nothing until a permit is given by the state of Tennessee acknowledging that it is an actual event and it pushes through. I would love to see this event happen.
Oh, yeah.
So when it is made official ever, we will share that information just like we share everybody else's information.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
until then, there's no event to share.
Yeah.
So please don't ask us anything else anymore, because I've done my research. I've done my investigating. All my information has been handed over to the unofficial Nashville Bike Week scam page
right.
on Facebook. Like that page. Follow that page. You want to follow up with that.
Yes.
And that's what you do.
And we're done.
And we're done. That's it. We're done. That's it.
Mama.
We are.
We're done.
That's it. Done.
Well, we are promoting Tennessee Bike Fest.
TN, I already did that in the beginning of the show.
I know. Well, I'm doing it again.
TNBikefest.com.
TN that bike. That's right.
Yep. It's
don't
a
get fancy it's, with the TN.
That's TM. TN, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy. That's the domain address.
I know.
TNBikefest.com. What you thought I was talking about? TNA?
Oh,
are you
go.
An idiot?
We got a phone call coming in. Hold on.
Oh, I know who this is.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Johnny, it's John Frew.
Hey.
What's
up, John? How are you, buddy?
Crank him up a little bit because I want to hear him because I can't hear him. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good, doll.
Hey, you know what? Enough of that Nashville Bike Week stuff. I got something that's going to happen here in June.
Yeah.
It's called the Big Mountain Run
nice.
That Chris and the gang from the Cycle Source magazine does every year.
Nice.
And it's going to be held down in West Virginia, down by Davis, West Virginia, Blackwater Falls area. And they're having a gypsy tour. It's going to start June 6th. And it's going to go from Steel City Harley, and they're going to ride all through West Virginia and go all over the place with that. And then
okay.
the event starts June 8th. And all I got to say is I don't have all the details, but just look up Cycle Source Magazine.
Yeah, I'm posting the link right
it's
now.
It's a good event.
Yeah, I'm posting it. I post their Facebook page, actually. I'm going to post it on the feed right now so people can see it. It sounds like that's a lot of fun. We could actually go there. I'm going to that
one. And it's not far from you guys either.
No,
and
it's like an 8-hour ride.
I found a new barbecue place for you.
Oh, yeah?
Here we go. No, I don't know if it's there.
Here, right here. Listen, get on your bike. Come down here to Pittsburgh because I had no idea, but my cousin Kelly opened up a barbecue joint.
Whoa.
I haven't eaten there yet. From what I understand, it's supposed to be excellent. And then I figured after we get done there for lunch, we can go to Permane Brothers for dinner.
Whoa!
Well, we could do like a blue little dinner.
Oh my god!
You know, John, do you know it? For 3 or 4 hours, go to Permane Brothers for 3 or 4 hours, man. It'd be like better than Thanksgiving.
Three, four hours—that's appetizers, dude.
Hey, man, I'm all in. When's this happening?
Well, no, the June one is happening in June.
Well, the Big Mountain Run is in June. But anytime you want to come down and eat, you know, just feel free to hop on your bike and head down here.
Well,
you know?
Because she's your cousin, does Johnny get to eat for free? Yeah, I'm sorry. Can we get a family discount,
John? An 18-wheeler outside with all the beef.
He eats a lot. But wait, no.
I don't eat that much.
But wait, if she just opened, you would be her best customer.
Her only customer.
That's true.
No, she's just open.
I'm not letting anybody else in. That's the problem.
Nobody can get
you
around
get
you.
You get out. Yeah.
No, that would be great, John, if we could have an exclusive.
I would love to come down
maybe
there.
Maybe we could do our show from her place on a Monday.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh, wow.
We could do Permane Brothers on Sunday and then hang out Monday, take the day off, and then go to your cousin's barbecue place. How's that sound?
I say we set this up.
You guys want to do.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'm hungry.
I could do a Pittsburgh weekend. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
That's awesome.
I'm on that, man. I mean,
does she have a Facebook page or anything like that we can start promoting it now for all the Pittsburgh listeners out there?
I will send it to you. I'll have to find out what she did.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's just like all of a sudden this popped upon me, and you know how family is. You don't pay attention, and it's like, oh, yeah, I got a barbecue joint. I'm like, no shit. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, now I know. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking about this today about the Big Mountain Run. You know, I think it would be cool if you guys can come down and head up the Big Mountain Run with Chris and everybody. And, you know, the Twisted Tea Chopper, I'm sure, will be there. And
that's right. Everybody
else that's into the old school bikes.
I'll do my video basically as to why I should win that Twisted Tea bike in front of the Twisted.
You need
bike.
To make a video.
I know.
Yeah.
I need my motorcycle back.
I'm going to ride that.
I would love to win a motorcycle.
I'm going
to
ride you? That. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the motorcycle from the barbecue place to the Permane Brothers. That's what I'm going to do.
John said for you to do that.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
Yeah.
Are we all having
that's
brain farts
get
today?
On your bike, ride
hell?
Down.
No. Not my motorcycle. I'm taking that.
Oh,
twisted,
the
iced tea. I'm taking that twisted tea bike. I'm talking about.
No, that contest doesn't
end another state then.
For a while.
It's all right.
So you're just taking.
We're in every state. We're all over the country right now.
Yeah, like Marshall from Michigan. He's calling in from Michigan. I think he's listening in from Michigan. I think he's our first Michigan listener.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if we're going to break some more international records tonight.
Actually,
we'll see.
Michelle Hollywood is actually in the Niagara Falls right now.
Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's close to international.
Slowly I turn, step by step, inch by inch. Remember that? Come on, Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
I'm not making fun of Niagara Falls.
No,
it's just
great,
I'm really showing my age at the moment. But yeah, that was I forgot. Was that Abbott & Costello?
There's
right?
some good riding up there
wasn't
too.
That Abbott & Costello, or yeah, that was Abbott & Costello.
I think it was Abbott & Costello.
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle's on.
Well, hey, let me see
Michelle's
if I can
on.
Get a hold of Chris.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll have him call in and let you guys in on all the details for that Big Mountain Run.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be
tell Chris to give us a buzz. Yes. I mean, he can either call in today, or you know, or he can call in. Well, no, he can't because he's probably like me. And he's getting the magazine ready for publishing towards the end of the month. It's that crazy time. But he can most definitely call in.
Yeah, you know what? I think they're in Texas right now, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I'll call him.
Yeah, he can call in and let us know, and we can,
definitely.
I already shared the link to the Facebook page on our feed right now.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so people can go to that because I know you're only listening on the radio, right? Right now, John?
No, I got it on Facebook, but I'm just listening to you on my phone.
Oh, on the phone. Right, okay.
You can see my mug.
For some reason, my computer works this week. You know, last week it didn't work. I don't know. I need to get a new one.
So, hey, I had that problem, and it turned out I had two issues with my cable. I had the little mouse that was chewing on the line on the inside of the house.
Because I told him,
well, you are a little mouse. But then the cable guy came, and it actually was the line was next to the tree, so maybe the line's coming into the house. I would call you a cable company.
Yeah.
Because one day the internet worked, the next day the internet didn't work.
That's right.
One day it worked, it didn't. When the wind blew, it didn't. It was like I had Dish TV or something.
Yeah.
Hey, don't knock Dish TV. I have it. I love it.
No, I know, but I'm just saying for the internet aspect.
It's working now.
All right. Well, then I'll check it out. I'll let you guys get back to your show, and I'm going to listen in here and do a couple things, and I'll catch up with you guys later.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for calling in, John. Bye-bye.
So, Johnny, give all a right. shout-out to your girl, Michelle. She's on, man.
I did, man. I said hi to Michelle.
Huge.
Michelle Hollywood, man. She got an awesome group, I was saying.
Yeah.
And like I was saying before, she probably didn't hear me before, but she actually went on a video, and like I said, she loves everybody in her group, and really, it's an awesome group. You know, wait, what was the name of that group? I had it in front of me.
It was the Hollywood Harley Riders, right?
No.
Or something?
No.
Because, I don't know.
Okay, here's the problem I'm having. My iPad is usually in front of me right now.
No excuse.
And I have all my information in there. But this iPad was dead, the one we usually do the show with. So I had to use my iPads over there. So I have no information in front of me right now.
Take notes.
I have no. I have no commercials or nothing. We got to do our commercials by mouth today.
By mouth. We'll talk about our sponsors.
We'll talk about our sponsors.
Well,
yeah.
See, because Johnny is like the scarecrow. He has no brain. Just saying. And I am Dorothy, and I am in the land of Oz at the moment. Follow the yellow brick road.
I'm afraid to ask.
Lottie frickin' da. La 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 la. I feel like I'm bouncing around in that field of what are those red little flowers? Poppy. I'm in a poppy field right now.
And we're not stoned.
I know the name of her group, but it's worded in order. I couldn't figure it out.
You just said it before. Maybe you should rewind the tape or something.
Hollywood Holly.
Right.
I can't talk today. Hollywood Holly Davidson Singles to Mingle. An awesome group. They're like a family, I tell you.
Uh-huh.
I've been in a lot of groups, but this one here. But David Hayes.
Sorry, we got the giggles. Yeah, we love David Hayes.
David Hayes.
Oh, Wild Hogs.
He runs a great group, Wild Hogs. And this reminds me of the Wild Hogs, the way she cares about every one of her members.
Okay.
So I give you a shout out. Michelle Hollywood, you're the best. I told you. She's
me
fucking
too.
Hot. You got to check her out.
I checked her out. She is hot. I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You know, ladies first, like I said.
Uh-oh.
That's why I always wait.
Michelle,
to
she might want a piece of you.
You're a beautiful woman, Michelle.
On that note, then I'll go look it up.
Not while we're working. On your time, pal. No. And that was Mama speaking. Just saying.
Let him look at you like. Oh,
I know. He gets so mad at me when I... You know, crack
I'm a
the
bastard
whip.
Child, man.
Yeah, that's it.
But
Mama, play with your Indian.
Oh, I'm in love with Michelle already.
What?
She gave me a very nice compliment.
Oh, did she?
I'm gonna call her.
What'd you say? The guy next to you is really nice.
No,
thing.
I'm gonna call her Baby Cakes. I like that, Michelle. Do you mind if I call you Baby Cakes? Woohoo! I love that. All right, so Monica's on. And
Monica.
What are you doing in there, Rodley? Do you know?
Oh.
She called
yes,
you Rodley.
I know Monica.
Is
that, hi, Monica.
Is that
how
like,
are you?
Is that like a little shorty thing for like Studley? Is a combination of Studley and Rod together? Is that
I don't know.
That
ask
is?
Monica.
Monica, is that what that is? Do you call Rodley that because it's Rod and Studley at the shoot combined together?
I'm afraid to look. I see Geneva mentioned me.
Yeah.
Spit that, it out, John. I'm trying.
Say that.
I was eating ribs on the way over here. No, I wish. Gonna be a White House tonight.
Oh, Delaware is watching. We got Rick Pyle up. Yep, hey Rick. And I saw somebody too from I think it was Alabama. Hold on a second.
Alabama.
Oh,
I want to
say we got Mobile. International in tonight.
Yeah, Geary Clark from Mobile, Alabama. Where?
Mauricio from Chile.
Hola, Paco. ¿Qué tal?
¿Cómo estás, Mauricio?
Yeah. I know a little of Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Did you see the picture I posted today of his bike?
That was Mauricio's?
That's Mauricio's bike. I don't know who the other bike was, Mauricio. If you get a chance, send me the info on that other bike. It's beautiful.
Nice.
But they were at this club that I went to in Santiago, this place called Goodstock.
Right.
Wicked cool. It's like a derivative of the Hard Rock.
Right.
Really cool. Outdoor. Amazing. Amazing. And I just want to say that, Mauricio, if you get a chance, look at his pictures that he's got on his page. Some beautiful pictures riding in Chile.
I just want to go to Chile, period. There, Costa Rica, Sicily.
Were you doing the Sicily thing?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure yet.
All right, then save your money so we can go to Chile.
SicilyMotorcycleTours.com.
That's really awesome,
too.
Imagine,
I know.
Italy.
Listen, anybody can go to Sicily if they want. They're booking the tours now, but, you know, if you want to ride with the Renegade,
right.
Lorenzo Lamas, the hottie,
right.
You could do that September 20th through the 27th, SicilyMotorcycleTours.com. And Michael, says hello from Houston. David Hayes is in the, house.
David
Yahoo,
Hayes.
Yahoo, honey.
Whoa. Dave is he's the best, man.
I was Yahoo.
Dave's great, man.
He writes me every day, and the guy is just so fucking awesome, man. I sent some stickers. He's over there. I sent him stickers.
We could talk amongst ourselves. Yes. They could see us chatting.
Yes, and he loves them. You know, he put one on his bike, and he gave his wife one. So, you know.
Yeah, we,
no, that's awesome. Great.
We got to start really bombing these stickers to all our fans, man.
I also want to do a shout-out to Society of Greybeard Bikers, all right? And I'm going to say Bob Walton is the man. He loves the show also.
And Greybeard Bikers?
Society.
Society.
Yeah. Society of Greybeard Bikers.
Okay.
Another great group that's out there.
Are they only allowed gray beards?
I don't know. I mean, I would think. Rod would fit right in there. Right?
Yeah, actually he would. Yeah, would. But he's like, yeah, okay. Well, I want to.
And Randy Miller would fit in there too.
Randy Miller, we got to call Randy Miller later. All right, Randy. So he's aware of it? Okay,
yes,
good.
Randy knows.
Randy's going to call in, or we're going to call him.
Hi, Geneva.
With some tips. Just a couple of quick more shout outs because we do have Mr. Lang's going to be calling us shortly.
Yes.
Rusty, Soul Brothers in the house. How's it going? And we got Gail from Ohio.
Johnny Lang is calling in right now.
And John Blake from Goodfellas.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, brother. Hey, it's Johnny Strip Club.
What's up,
hey,
there?
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good, man. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing real good.
We're doing good.
We're real excited about the announcement we're going to be making tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy to be part of the team now. I guess
I guess
we've decided that we're going to do a bye monthly or every two weeks on the first and the third Monday.
Well, yeah.
I'll be calling in and giving the Strip Club Choppers road report.
Yes.
And sweet. Letting you guys, know what rallies we're at, what rallies we're going to. Just we can talk about rallies, like that kind of stuff for a period of time. And then we'll give people a chance to call in a little second segment.
That's
is that
right.
Correct?
You will be able to call in and speak to Johnny yourself, ask him any questions you want to ask him about the rally he's at and what he's doing. So,
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is going
to
be cool.
Yeah, and if they want to call and ask about other rallies, too, I'm happy to, talk about that kind of stuff. I've been to lots of rallies over the years.
Right,
some really good ones and some not good ones. But, I'm happy to give my objective opinion on things. So
That'd be great. And then I'll take all that information, and then I'll just make a blog post on our website. And if people miss the show, they can always check your rally reports on the website because we're gonna.
Yeah, I just got done packing up a care package for you guys, so you'll have it for next week's show.
Right back here, they'll be.
we'll be hanging it up. Yeah,
yeah. I appreciate that. I already put the word out a little bit. I told people I was going to be doing a call in, so
we'll start
promoting it, and it should be a win-win situation, for everybody. So
yes, it will.
It will be for sure.
A lot of people don't get to go on the road, so
everybody that's out there, Strip Club Choppers, they're at all the major bike events: Sturgis, Daytona, Laconia, all of them.
Yeah, they got some really cool
Johnny
accessories.
Johnny will have some great stories. Well, great bands that he's going to see, great events that's going on. Johnny will be calling every other week, first and the third Mondays of every month.
Right.
Yep.
So,
sweet.
Next week will be the first one, and it'll be right in between Leesburg and Panama City, because I'm in Leesburg this weekend.
Right.
And then I'll call in Monday, and we're leaving Monday afternoon for Panama City next week, so I'll call.
Two of my favorites. I love
this is the first year he's missing those two events. He went to them like for the last couple years in a row, and he changed his routine, and now he's not going to Leesburg or Panama City.
I love Panama City.
They're both, Panama City is great. It's so, there's so many great hotels, and you're right on the water.
Blue water, gorgeous.
It's awesome there, I look forward to it.
There's a really cool tattoo parlor across that big.
Yeah,
hotel.
We got two locations in Panama City. I actually run the Indian dealership, the parking lot. I do all the set up the vendors and run the bars and stuff. Okay. So we'll have a setup there, and then we'll also be over at Club La Vila.
Oh,
they're building that back up again. They've got Jackal playing and Blackfoot, and one of my good friends, Jasmine Kane. She's playing.
Jasmine.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. So.
She is.
I'm also going to talk to some people about getting them on the radio with you guys.
That'd be great. Does Jasmine still do at the end of the show? She just falls into the crowd.
She's a sweetheart.
That?
Yeah.
No,
I like her.
She's good. She did a little frame request.
But this is
on
exciting.
Thing, so that's nice.
This is really exciting. You know, it's almost dope. Like if you can't make the bike week, you're making it by listening to the show, because you will hear everything that Johnny's telling you. What's going on?
Yeah.
And if you want to order something. Right?
Right.
You want to listen to the show?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't get to go to the rally, so they can always order, online. But, it's mainly to just tell people what's going on. You know, I enjoy sharing stuff and, you know, talk about the different places to go when you're in different cities and, you know, what rallies are, you know, what they offer. And some are great riding, some are great seafood, some are great bands.
Yeah.
You know, they all have different attributes, you know.
That's right.
Talk about those things and, you know, and then people can ask questions and I can give my feedback. So,
that's awesome.
Feel free to call in next week to ask John any questions you want to ask him.
Or hit us up on Facebook and we'll ask Johnny on the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we have the 800 number. They can call in and we can do a, you know.
Yes.
Johnny could hear them and
that's
they
exactly what we're going to do.
Oh,
all right. This is the hotline. Johnny's got the hotline.
Oh.
Hotline.
Sorry.
Yeah. We should have a strip phone.
Right. The stripper phone. Yeah.
I have one of them. Don't laugh.
I know she does.
I do. It belongs to
all right, I'll let you guys go. I know you're in the middle of your show. I just wanted to call and give you an update. And we'll start doing it next week formally. How's that sound? You guys
that
have
sounds nice. Great, yeah.
Johnny, thank you.
All right.
You're the best.
You guys have a great night and be on the lookout for that package.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you, brother.
You be safe, too.
All right, brother. Have a great night.
Bye-bye now.
You too.
How cool is that?
That's gonna be great.
All right, guys, that's great.
That's one of the two.
And this is what we're here to do for all of you out there. We're here to do this for you.
For you, that's right. We are bikers. Well, we are bikers.
Rod smokes cigars and Rod rides, but he just doesn't own presently. Yeah, right. So.
There's a long story to
well,
this.
We don't have that much time to tell it.
And it ends soon, I hope.
Well, you can add that to your bio, but let's just say when it does end soon, there's going to be
a celebratory.
Speaking of my
bio, can you get my last name right?
I did. I corrected the
spelling. I don't even bother.
I realized what I did.
I don't even bother saying it anymore.
And I fixed it.
But
I did fix it.
Real
quick. So check now.
Oh, good. But we are, for new listeners out there, what we're here to do is we're here to talk about everyday things with bikers. That you don't normally get on other radio shows. We want to hear about your rides, what you ride.
Yeah,
we want to see what you ride. Barbecue places, a good cigar.
Good
maybe.
Cigar, roads you've traveled, places you've been, friends you've met.
Yes.
Oh, the nine yards.
We want to hear
stories.
It.
Strippers that you've.
Yeah, they were like a big family.
No.
And...
no.
Yes, I like that though. The strippers, yes, the strippers.
This is what we're here for. Right.
We want to be part of you guys, man. So
we are part of them.
We just want to share their stories,
too.
Look at all the people that are on with us. It's our family.
I know. This is family, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, super
we fit
familiar.
Right in
That's
everybody's
good.
Homes. And if you want to cook for me.
Well, Johnny, you do not fit in everybody's homes. You really don't.
I'm shutting up.
It's twice my size over
twice.
There.
Radio husband. Radio wife. Oy.
Radio grandfather over there.
No, brother. Well, radio brother.
If anybody, do you have the phone number available? I don't even know.
Are you fucking kidding? Oh, I said it! Oh! No, I don't know our 800 number. I wrote it down. Yes, it's 877.
Anybody wants to call 877-917-5263. Please, give us a call.
Maybe you should have put
that
on the feed when we first...
Yes, you should.
Let me scroll all the way up for them, these
comments.
Call
us up, 877-917-5263. We'd love to hear from you. And you know what? No, time out. Don't call.
Don't call.
Because it's in my iPad. That's not going to work out too well. Don't call.
Never mind. I'm not going to put it on there. Forget it.
If you get a call 631-560-3416.
We're going to open those cans of Harley beer any second. They've been fermenting since what? What year are those?
We got on some Harley beer here, man. This is awesome, man.
Well, should I put the phone number on the internet?
Yeah,
so
put
people...
on. Yeah, because like I said,
631, what is it? 560-3416.
Yeah, if you want to give us a call, call us that number.
Yeah, that's the hotline number for now. Make sure you screenshot it and save it.
This is awesome, man. What, Daytona, no less.
What year is that beer?
I
don't be taking that stuff from the studio. Harley Davidson Daytona 1994. I wouldn't drink that.
No. You don't drink it. You look at it.
You save it.
You save it, exactly.
Well, what's the point?
Harley Davidson beer, because they don't make this anymore.
I know. There's a little place up in Margaretville. There's this
Margaretville.
Yeah, no, it's named after me, of course. But there's this little bar, and on the fireplace, they have cans of Billy beer.
Billy Carter?
Wow.
They got Billy beer.
That stuff's expensive.
Unopened. I don't know if it's expensive.
I saw it on eBay or something a few years ago. It was like $600-$700 a can.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Is that collectible?
Apparently.
Okay, next time I go to that bar, some free samples are going to be leaving.
Doing the old Nona tricks with the big heavy handbag.
Nice.
Your buddy Mauricio there chimed in. Sidos amigos from Chile.
Yeah.
Yeah, hola.
He's good.
Mauricio, thank you.
Do you run the opposite side of the road in Chile?
No.
What?
No?
Say that again. And
do you ride on the opposite side of the road?
No, just because it's at the other side of the world. You know, the toilet don't go in the other direction, the water don't go up, and we don't drive on the left side of the road. You know, over in England do they drive on the left side of the road. Here in the States, we drive on what's left of the damn road.
No. In St. Croix, they drive on the opposite. But they use the American cars with the steering wheel on the same side as us.
So it's all whacked out.
I love driving in St. Croix. I had absolutely no problems. The girl that went with me, though,
had problems.
So that's why I drove the whole entire time.
I'm sorry, but if I go to St. Croix, I'm not driving because I'm drinking.
What's up, Mike Zinn?
Yeah, I said hello to him already.
I'm saying hi to him, too.
My buddy,
I like to say hi. I never say hi to anybody.
Oh, my doll Laura is on. That's it. Laura Schoenfeld. How are you, hon? She's listening. She got the stickers.
Cool.
All right, good.
Very she got cool. them.
Yep.
I'm glad.
Hit a motorcycle out there? Yeah, a lot of motorcycles.
Yeah, they pretty much do that up there. Ken Sawyer's up. Hey, what's up, Ken?
Yeah, so anybody got any good stories, give us a call. We're waiting for some phone calls to come in right now.
Yeah, you know what? I want to touch on something real early now because I want all my fans and all our friends, if you can, to do a little something for me.
Uh-oh.
I want to just remind everybody.
Do they have to get naked, though? Or?
My boa. Wait, I can do my Gypsy Rose Lee imitation. I know how to do the Miss Mazeppa thing. Once I was a... never mind. Okay.
All right, I just want to remind everybody.
No, this is serious. Shut the fuck up.
Oh!
I said it twice! 2 for 2!
I thought I was going to be the bad one tonight.
Folks. No, okay, serious. Guys. Rod's got some real important news to share with everyone.
Is this the end of the show, usually?
No, we're going to do it in the beginning because we're going to run out of time.
I want to do it now because I want to get all our fans out there. Please go to the site and donate if you can. And I'm doing it now because at the end of the show, I'm going to hand Margaret my credit card. And I'm going to make the donation right here live online because I feel very strongly. It's a friend of mine who lost her niece to cancer. So, again, I've spoken about this a few times. There's a benefit this weekend, Saturday night, April 29th, at the Orange Ale House and Burger Bar in Orange, Connecticut. It's in memory of Michelle Catherine Broadley. They started a scholarship in her memory. They want people to come to this event if you're in the area. They're going to have raffles, prizes, all sorts of good stuff. If you can't make the event, go to the page. We have the link on our page. We have it set up in the events.
Yep.
Click onto the page there and go and donate a little bit. Every little bit helps in all of this.
That's right.
And you know how I feel about a lot of this. I'm going to be doing this forever. I always give... I don't have much to give, believe me, but I do. I give what I can, and I want you guys to help out also, please.
I'm sure they will, because our fans are the greatest in the world.
Yes, they are. And I'm being very heartfelt, and I'm asking you to join us, join me, Margaret, Johnny, Adam, all of us. Donate a little bit to everything. Not just here, there,
Well, donate what you can when you can, and if you can't, and if honestly, if you can't donate for your own financial reasons, which we all understand, just share the event.
Yeah,
the more people that know about the events,
that's right.
You know, yeah, because we all, you know, we all have our struggles. We all do our things, and there's always someone less fortunate than us. So every little bit helps, even if it's making a meal for someone. You know, do what you can. Every little bit helps. And on Facebook especially, if you see these events, just share them. Yeah. Just share them. You know, if you can't make a donation, we're not asking you to go broke or anything like that.
That's
but
right.
Just share it. You know, it's always good to pay it forward, as they say.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And the biker community is the best in the world. There's no one nicer or better than the bikers.
That's right. They
all
get together.
They're always there for somebody, and they will help. Right? They will be there for you and your friend. They would promise you that.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, if you want, go on our Facebook page, and you can like our page and follow us, so you can follow this stuff every week, right?
Every week.
Right, though, for our listeners who are not watching us, but for people that are watching us,
they're going to be watching us through a page, so they don't know.
And tell your friends. Right. Tell your friends to get on and like us and follow us.
Yeah, like us and follow us. And
call in.
Stalk us.
Stalk
mama.
No, don't stalk mama. I got enough stalkers already. Please.
Johnny.
So I'm on.
Don't look at me. I don't stalk her.
Well, stalk me. You don't even know me. I know that was bad. I'm so glad right now that iPhone's over there. That iPad.
All my sound effects is in there.
Thank God we had that little glitch. Yes, because your fart machine is on there.
No.
You didn't hear the story from last night.
No, I didn't. I just said that. That's my psychic moment. Are you going to talk about it now? You're laughing. He's laughing. So, okay.
We were cutting some live commercials last night.
Oh.
And Rod is going over and over and over again. And he's getting mad. He's getting serious because he wants to get it done. It's getting late. We're tired, you know?
Right.
And he finally has it. And I have it too. I gotta let one rip.
I
saved it too. I can't play it.
You recorded it?
Oh yeah, recorded.
For posterity?
I let rip, man.
Oh my god!
No.
That was funny, man.
That was like Penn Station clearing.
Yeah, that was.
That
great.
Was brutal.
Yeah, that was.
We funny. Couldn't even get the windows open. They like sealed shut.
Sorry.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
I don't know how your wife puts up with it.
Well, I certainly don't put up with it. I only get to hang out with
her. Have you seen
her? 2 hours a day.
I killed her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that
all
was
right,
brutal.
So speaking of stalking, Geneva's saying
Geneva
she's Keen's not
on?
A... No, yeah, she says she's not a stalker, but by the way, you're out of milk.
And can you close the refrigerator, please?
Yeah, and let the dog out before you leave, Geneva. Thanks, because he forgot to do that, too.
And please put the CDs back in alphabetical order.
Yes.
Yeah. And our lovely lady, Nana Dye, she's on from Wild Hogs. Oh, Nana, we love
Nana,
her.
Yes.
Nana,
yeah.
Cool.
We got so
many. Oh, wow. Yeah. I want to say hello to Ann Mochi, a friend of mine. How you doing? She's an incredible teacher. Incredible teacher.
Yeah? Wow.
What does she teach? We don't have to.
I don't know exactly what she teaches, but
right.
No, that ain't happening.
No,
I'm not exactly sure what the curriculum she teaches, but she's an inspirational teacher. She takes children all over the world.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I met her coming home from Chile a few years back, and I've just been so impressed with her over the years. Yeah, she's great.
I'll give credit out to all the teachers out there.
Absolutely,
it's the hardest job in the world.
Yes, absolutely. It is. Especially when you have students like me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah, it is.
Look at that. David Hayes is putting our number up.
Oh, God, David, he's sharing your phone number. We're screwed now.
I want Dave to call the show.
David Hayes, you have to call in. He had a little mishap with his motorcycle sitting idle for a little bit.
Yeah,
I think he got it started.
Yeah.
I hope you did, because it's beautiful riding right now in North Carolina on this side of our good old United States,
yeah,
the sun
not,
is shining.
He's not in Carolina, he's in New York.
Upstate New York?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No. I forgot.
Yeah.
So, but I still said, I covered it by saying this side of the United States. So everybody that's on this side, you know, from
the
top to the bottom.
I'm going to pick him up in a limo, and we're going to go to the dinosaur barbecue.
And what limo company are we going to use?
We are going to use First Class Bagels. My iPad's over there, damn it.
Okay, no, we are stuck.
Oh, you're killing me.
All right, one of our sponsors, it's One for the Road Event Services.
He's at a limo company now, so.
Well, he's in events, he's event services, and what he provides is he comes to your party or whatever. It's a tiki bar kind of a thing. I'm just going to click on the sponsor page on a website because I don't know. I mean, I built it. Right. So it's got all the information on there for our sponsors, Johnny. You could just, like, totally cheat, but it's One for the Road Event Services.
Yes. Basically, what he does is he'll come pick you up at a location.
Right.
And he has everything that you need for a party. Mm-hmm. Okay? You can actually get food and beer packages or wine or whatever. He's got the tables, he's got the chairs, the tent, a bar with a stripper pole, Mr. Johnny Lang. He might want to pull his bike up to that place.
I like the bus with the poles.
The bus, right?
The what with the who?
You can actually take
party this bus with the poles in it.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
You can use him and hire his services. Take it to a football game or a baseball
backyard,
game.
Backyard, barbecue,
concert.
Anywhere. He's got canopies. He's got it all, man.
He's got the tiki bar going. He's got – it's just so awesome. The concept. Plus, you can go do, like, bar crawls, mm-hmm. right? You can go hit all the – the breweries.
Yep. Right? They do vineyard tours, too.
Yep, they do vineyard tours. This guy's awesome. He's out here on Long Island, so if anyone lives out here.
One for the road event services.
Yeah, 631-790-1404. That's 631-790-1404.
And you can find out all our sponsors' informations by going to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
That's right.
And clicking on the sponsor link.
Now, speaking about drinking.
Which one?
Kulak whiskey.
Oh.
Right here.
Said it again in one word, yes. And you didn't leave that little awkward pause.
Kulak whiskey, American herbal flavored. This whiskey is so damn good. I'm not a big whiskey guy. I'm a beer guy, as you can tell. But, okay, which will bring me to my next sponsor. Is that how I work this?
You're good.
But that whiskey is so good. So good. Go find your local bar or beverage company or liquor store and go for Kulak whiskey. ColeCockWhiskey.com. Check it out. Like I was saying, I'm a beer drinker. So I like to go. I like to go.
I like to go.
It's like, I don't know. 1940s Brewing Company. This place is awesome. They're located at 1337 Lincoln Avenue in Holbrook, New York. Go out there, check them out. Or you can go on their website and check out 1940sbrewingcompany.com. Right, they have all kinds of flavored beers, awesome beers, and what a beer! What goes good with a beer, Rod?
A good cigar.
What kind of cigar would you get?
What I would get is anything from Goodfellas Cigar in Medford, New York.
Ooh, yeah.
Goodfellas have now joined the great MotorcycleRadio.com family.
That's right,
and we like to say thank you.
That's a great place too, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's great.
They got lounge in the back. You can go there and hang out.
Yeah.
And
yeah, if you're looking for a great cigar, go to Goodfellas Cigar in Medford. They got a beautiful lounge. They got a 10-by-16-foot walk-in humidor that, with a vast selection of cigars. Esteban Carrera, Oliva Perdomo, La Flor Dominicana. They got it all. They got everything you need, travel humidors, cutters, anything for your smoking pleasure. So go check them out. And again, I'm going to have to look. I should know this by now.
You should.
But, yeah, I know. I go there all the time. First of all, let me just remind everybody. They're open at 9 a.m. every single day.
Who wants to smoke a cigar at 9
get
o'clock
up and
in
start
the
you know what? When you start your ride and you don't have the cigar, they're open. So you can go there and get that cigar.
Oh, there you go.
So
that's right.
Where are they
located?
They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. And you want to look them up on the web, they're at GoodfellasCigarsNY.com. Go
check them
out.
Definitely check them out. Now, let's just say, okay?
Yeah.
After.
You had Kulak, you had 1940.
A good
and
cigar.
On the way they get a cigar, you get pulled over. What happens next?
Oh,
what do you do then, Margaret?
You have to call Motorcycle Mike Esquire.
There you go.
But this is for in case you were ever, God forbid, in a accident of any type, vehicle, personal injury, workers' compensation. Don't want to say motorcycle accident, but if you are ever the guy to call in New York, because he's a New York, for the New York attorney, is Motorcycle Mike Esquire. www.thebeerbrothers.com. You can give them a call at 1-866-639-5567. And they are located on 1355 Motor Parkway in Islandia, New York, right off of exit 57 of the Long Island Expressway.
We're having a little problems with the internet right now.
It's why do you have to tell people that we are?
Because they can't see us.
Well, no, it says
we're still live.
What does it say? It says we're live. It says trying to reconnect. Yeah. So we're live on the air. That is what we are. I have an internet connection right now, so we're good.
All right.
So it's just having a little glitchy kabooly going on there.
Another one. Back.
You know, right. it's trying to reconnect, and if it happens, it happens.
But Randy Miller's listening in.
Yeah, Randy Miller's listening. So I can actually, because I have an internet connection, you can visit the website and you can actually hear the show.
Yes.
And I'm going to put that on there because I have internet. Mm-hmm. I'll get up in a minute since none of you are jumping to the rescue.
We can't jump.
CycleMayhemRadio.com. I'll go check it out. It's all right. And they can actually hear the radio. So keep talking. I know somebody's going to be calling in.
Yeah, hopefully somebody.
The unofficial Nashville bike.
And if anybody's listening, I just like got half naked and stuff. So
again,
we love the guys.
Hold on, a little problems here. We'll be right back to you guys. So anyway, Rod.
Yeah.
So when are you getting a bike? What's the deal?
I'm not going to make a comment on that.
No.
No.
No. You know, you can't do anything.
You know the deal.
Well, you know what? You can bring something up.
Dude, but, the minute that I'm good, it's happening.
Yeah?
No question.
Right, we're back.
We're back. Are we back?
We're back.
It was
a poor internet connection.
It's
maybe I should stand here. Stand
there.
It's a boob thing.
Well, the boobs are not. The boobs are not in camera view. You got to move forward a little more.
But then one
boob.
Are you saying that the boobs are like getting the signal in better?
I'll stand on my.
So instead of rabbit ears, you were using the boobs.
We're moving the boob. It's the boob ears.
Yeah, right. Somebody's writing to us about the obvious.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My buddy Richie D. Felice is listening. Hey, how you doing, Rich?
Yeah, we're back. We're back on the air now. We're doing
a little
blurry, but we're back.
Dude, you know. I'm jonesing for the bike.
Yeah,
I know that. I mean, I was in PA last weekend, and damn, good thing it was Easter, and I couldn't go into Harley because I probably would have walked out of
it. I'll tell you, the last weekend, though, man, I took my bike out of the garage, and I washed it for the first time in a long time. It's looking good, man. It's the shining. And the best part, I love when it's warm out, you wash the bike, and you got to take it around the block a couple times, and the water's spraying you as you're riding. And then,
You like that?
I like that.
That's kind of like a kinky thing. You like getting sprayed? Really?
I'm not saying I like the golden shower. You know what I'm saying?
You just did.
I like the Holly shower.
You just did.
I don't know. Should I get that porn movie with the teacups? What the hell, man?
Bring
not
it.
Not that I ever saw that.
Yeah, you've done it.
Some people like to get my sprayed God. On is all I'm saying. Oh, that's geez. What you're into, but apparently you just let everybody in the entire world know you like getting sprayed on.
I like getting sprayed by my Harley. Spraying the little sprinkles of water.
I know a couple of guys.
Never mind.
You need to stop.
Listen. Okay. Let's eat. All right?
Okay. That's usually what you do after you get sprayed. We can keep going.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you eat first, then get sprayed.
Then you have a cigar.
Well, you could.
Oh, man.
And have a cigar and then have some whiskey.
Wait a minute. Are we talking? Oh, wait. That was Bill Clinton, wasn't it?
Yeah. I did not have sexual relations
with that woman. I did not get sprayed by my
Harley.
Oh,
the show just took a turn for the worse.
Wow. Holy shit.
What do you mean took a turn for the worse?
Anyway, if you want to give us a call.
Yeah, call us in.
Does What's-His-Face have our phone number?
Who, Randy?
No, the other guy.
Mike?
Road Captain, or did he have the other number?
No, he's not my number.
All right.
I'm losing my mind.
I'm getting antsy, man. I want him to make that announcement about the roadcaptain.com app, man.
Oh, wow. Chase, how you doing, brother? Long time, though, see. Or here. That's my friend Monica's nephew.
Oh, hello, Monica's nephew, Chase.
Hello, Monica's nephew.
Hello. And Monica's on here, too, right?
Yep.
My mother, Monica? No?
You know, speaking of moms, what's Mom Rizzo doing in the Villages? Hello?
Yeah, we need to get a mom report.
Since you've been back.
That place is dangerous, man. I tell you, that place is dangerous.
She's still STD-free, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, we got a phone call from Ohio. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Rizzo?
It's Rizzo.
Hey, Rizzo, it's Geneva. How you doing?
Oh, Geneva.
Hi, honey.
How you doing, Bubba?
Hey, guys. I got the sound turned down so I'll be able to hear because it's kind of got like a little kickback thing happening. But okay. Rizzo, I was talking to Mama earlier, and I wanted to tell you we're playing in Panama City, Thunder Beach. Are you coming?
I really wish I could say I was coming. Wait, you're playing at the Outpost, right?
No,
we're going to be there the Sunday after. We're playing at the Aaron Bessant Park all week, like Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
Thursday with Jack Russell of Great White, Friday, Little Ozzy, a cool band, and then Saturday, Molly Hatchet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to say hello to
and
Phil
then,
for me, right?
I'm definitely going to say hello to Phil for you.
Thank you. It's been a while since I've seen him.
You know, I'm not going to say
I really enjoy those pictures that you shared with me, too.
Sure.
Awesome.
We had a little girl's moment today.
Oh
I'm sitting
sure?
here. I'm like, what did I miss?
Yeah, right?
Now I know what I missed.
Make something up, would you?
Oh, stop. Be nice.
I got nowhere to hide that. Hello.
Geneva, so tell him why he really needs to go to Panama City, because maybe he can change something and show up at least for the day that you're going to be performing. What day in Panama City are you performing?
We're there every night. We're opening the shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Aaron Bessant Park, Pier Park.
Nice.
It's
okay.
Like the concert series that they have. The stage is awesome.
Right.
And there's a VIP section, and I wanted to invite you, Johnny.
Oh man,
Johnny.
To join us in our VIP area.
I would love
I'll make
to.
Sure you got. Got maybe a barbecue sandwich or something.
Maybe a barbecue sandwich.
Up here.
I will
How about
say,
that?
Oh,
yeah, that
man.
Would be good.
In Panama City, what they call it? It's like right in the middle of the strip there. There's like a big area where all the vendors are. Not with the big shark hanging down, but across the street. You know what I'm talking about? Geneva?
Wait a second. Are you talking about across from Sharky's?
Across from Sharky's.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, across from Sharky's. Okay. They have a big.
Oh yeah.
They had.
Yeah,
awesome...
I'm not sure who's running that now. Lucky 13 used to have that.
Yes,
I believe they
Lucky
down
13.
The road,
yes. They had an amazing steak sandwich in there. You got to try it.
So maybe Geneva will
get you
one of those.
I've been there quite a bit, man. We used to play Sharky's all the time, and then we've been all over that beach. We played everywhere there.
Oh, sure you
and,
did.
So we're kind of settled in at the Thunder Beach Productions area now. So that's pretty cool. And
awesome.
Always the Outpost. Always,
oh,
always,
that's
always.
Great. That's great.
You know, I mean, my God, they built a stage for me, and it's called Geneva's Place.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. I love it.
No, that is.
And I know you've been there, Rizzo. You've been there.
I've been there. Yes, I have.
I gotta get
yes,
there.
Yes, I am. The Outpost is like maybe what 45 minutes, 50 minutes away. From Panama City?
Yeah, it's in Freeport. Yeah,
it's in Freeport, but
it's
like,
right there on Black Creek.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's like it sits alone in the bar in the middle of the woods, but it's fucking crazy there, right?
It's nuts.
It's a good
it's
time.
Nuts.
It really is a good time.
Yeah, I remember most of the time when we leave there, most of the time.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, but you want to leave when there's still light out if you're on a bike over there. It's so dark over there. But
I always have a designated driver, a dizzy naked driver.
I like that term.
When we leave there.
A dizzy naked driver.
A dizzy naked driver. Nice.
That's all right.
Listen, guys, I'm going to let you get back to your show. I just wanted to publicly give you that invitation.
Thank you.
Rizzo,
I'm going to, you know what? It's not off the table yet. I'll talk to the wife and see if we can escape for a couple of days. You never know.
Well, bring her with you, man.
Someone's got to be the designated driver. Right? I mean, she don't drink. That's the best part. She don't drink, my wife, and I do.
That works
but
out,
I can't
though.
Ride bitch to her. That looks funny.
All right, man. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank
love
you. Thank you. Love you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. And,
all right, honey. See ya.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
So, Michelle Hollywood, if you want to call in,
sure.
Give her your phone number.
631-560-3414. 1-6.
I put it at the way top of the feed at the start, right. So you should be able to see it. So Michelle,
Mike was on. Tell Nicole.
Mike who?
Mike
From Road Captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Road Captain, he can call in anytime. Yeah.
Mike from Road Captain, call us.
Call.
You're being paged.
Give us a buzz.
Call us.
631-560-3416.
Oh, Desert Naked Driver. I like that.
I know.
That's
that
another.
I know the hotline number.
That is great.
This is not good.
Well, just for the record, we got Canada in the house. Australia's in the house now.
Nice. Australia's back. And I just had it, and he made me look at something, but we had a British soldier biker.
All right. Wow. Salute you, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm trying to find you on here. Damn it.
Patch of New York.
Uh-oh.
Patch of Magoo.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's up, Johnny? What's up? How's it going?
What's happening, brother? How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. Just got back from a nice night ride out there, nice and breezy.
All right.
Nice little cold weather, but it feels so good.
All right, so let everybody know who you are.
Yeah,
say your name and what you're doing, and, you know, because we know who you are, but, you know, our audience don't.
Right. Sounds good. All right, I'm Mike Harrison. I own RoadCaptain.com. It's a navigational app that we're doing just for motorcycles. It gives the best locations, scenic routes. It's going to have all the bike weeks from the beginning to the end. The best way to get them if you're riding or you're taking, you're trailing them down. Where to stop, the hotels. It's got to have an emergency access. God forbid you slide off the road or something like that.
That's
awesome. Thank you.
It's got to go to the nearest emergency units that are around by your area. So you get quick response. And what else do we have? Oh, we just added something else thanks to Mama Dukes. We call it the Widowmaker.
Mama who?
The Widowmaker. The Widowmaker.
The Widowmaker.
It's an active app. It's going to show you where all the potholes are going to be located. So
that's
if
right.
there's a pothole, you report it onto the interactive app site. And then everyone knows where the pothole is going to be, and we can get them fixed up so we don't have to hit them again.
Sweet.
That right there alone is worth
everything.
Penny. That's incredible.
And then add the other part.
Especially at night. Like, you know, you remember there's a pothole somewhere. Now you can be extra careful over there. The app, you have to get this app. This is a must.
Oh, yeah.
This is a
must.
As soon as you see it coming up, you know, you're going to have it, you know, there's a pothole, you know.
Yeah.
Like I was riding tonight, and you don't see them, until you feel them.
Exactly.
Yeah, nighttime.
Even though we ride, when we're in our trucks or our cars, I mean, if you ride a motorcycle, you're always looking out for the potholes. So,
right.
You know, if you're going down that road with your bike, you remember when you drove it past in your car.
Yep.
Oh, there was a pothole. So now this is going to have everything on there that people are going to tell you where they are. And New York State's the only state so far that I know that has a website that you can go and report the potholes so they can fix it. But we don't know how quick they do that. So
we got
as a motorcycle group and, you know, get everything going.
Right. This is like automatically, boom, you know what I mean? Pothole, there it is. Boom.
Well, it's kind of based along the same thing as like the Waze app or with Google when you report an accident. So when people are out there and they see the potholes too, they have to report them. And then it just stays in that information. But what also really everybody really should do is – report them
to the local authorities,
the local highway departments.
Really true. Yeah.
You know, let people know if you know somebody that works for the state road crews or the whatever. Even if you walked around with little orange cones of your own, just stuck
them
in the holes, they'll get a message.
Right.
I mean, seriously, on this side of the coast, it really is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Even for it's way worse for two wheels.
Oh yeah,
but it's horrible for cars too. And it's just the weather.
It just keeps getting worse.
And real bad on your ass, trust me.
Yeah, and and your front end and everything else. But it could be deadly. It seriously could be deadly. So if you guys out there in your travels, if you see a pothole, do a shout-out to your friends on Facebook.
That's
pothole
right.
alert for everybody that's riding. Let your local, but get this app when you're traveling.
Yeah, the app is the most important part.
It's going to have all that information.
We're going down
there.
To Miami on Thursday.
Okay.
And hopefully I'm going to be bringing back, we're going to start activating to a certain group of people the app, so we could do a test run.
Nice. It.
We're still waiting for one more license to come back, and once we get that, we're going to be, hopefully by the time I get down to Myrtle Beach, this should be good, you know, up and running. So we're only about 3 weeks away.
I can't wait.
For this thing to be totally blasting off. So,
well, good luck to you, brother.
Yeah, man, that is fantastic.
You know what? You don't do it by yourself. I mean, I have a great partner, Gary Ballou, that helped me out a lot and stuff. You know, I mean, we ride together everywhere. And we have the Wednesday nights. We ride off every night. We meet usually at North Ocean Avenue, 7-Eleven, and Portion Road.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Over by the pencil.
And, either we go north or we go south, but we go. So.
And that's what you got to do. That's in the New York area for all our out-of-staters. He's calling from
I knew I came up across meeting you guys up and partners up with you guys and coming onto the radio because you guys are just getting bigger and bigger. You guys are selling better and better.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know, and Ron, as soon as I hang up the phone, Rod, I'm going to go over there and put a big donation in for that child of yours and stuff like that.
So, oh, my God. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That means so much. We really appreciate it very much. That was really sweet.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And it's too bad you're going to miss Panama Beach, Panama City. Man.
I want to get there. I've been there. I love that. That's one of my favorite
ones. It's killing me with multiple factors, but I just returned to work today for the first time in 3 months. And I basically burned up any time I got for the rest of the year. But I will figure something out. I'm going to get out there somehow, some way. And you guys will all see me someplace.
Yeah, we'll get you out on the weekend for the weekend, right?
Yeah, I get a 72-hour pass once every couple of weeks.
Sure, we could say we'll drag your butt to Laconia or something like that. And
I'm not too far from you. I'm in the area, not too far. I'm in Medford, so you could always swing by and say hello.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a ride together this year.
I want to do a motorcycle mayhem barbecue at my house.
Yeah, we're gonna do a barbecue somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, of course we're gonna do a barbecue.
I was gonna try out that Cold Cox whiskey too.
Ask
you first, Johnny. Does it leave a bad taste in your mouth?
No.
I just
only when it sprays me.
I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna freaking say that.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
We just did.
Yeah, we just did. He's so
I have my office right down the road for them. I'm gonna stop in tomorrow and get a bottle. I'm right off of Lincoln Avenue also.
Yeah, that's really is good stuff, and I really do enjoy it. And I'm not a big whiskey drinker, so.
No, you're not. No,
you know,
I'm
a beer guy. You know?
We've had a couple of really good nights with this cold cock. And
speaking of which, I should post that picture now.
Speaking of which, she's ridden the dragon.
Yeah, but
that's been in my head every time I see the stars. I'm like, I gotta ask him a question. I just want the guys to keep you up in the loop of what's going on.
Excellent.
And I really appreciate everything you guys do for us, man. And we definitely have to get back and ride together.
Yes, no doubt. I like to do my ride of the year. I do it maybe two or three times a year. If I go out to Montauk Point, I ride around the lighthouse. I go down to Sag Harbor, cut across to Shelter Island, Greenport, come home that way.
That's the best thing. You go over there to Montauk Highway. You take the ferry road to Shelter. You ride around Shelter.
Yep.
And if you come back, I mean, that's a good day ride, man. Yeah. That's beautiful.
And you know what? You can even extend that if you want. And take the ferry out of Orient Point to New London, and then ride back to Bridgeport,
and then drop back
to Port
down.
Jefferson. You can do that too. Yeah. So there's so many good rides out here too. I mean, not like down south, the roads aren't like that. But if you want a good ride, the Montauk to the Greenport ride is awesome.
The North Fork itself is just gorgeous.
Yeah, we do a ride every year too. We go out to Orient Point. To Connecticut, we go to a town called Mystic.
And then Mystic is great.
Stop at a bar called John's.
Okay.
And have a couple of beers, get some lunch, and then we go all the way down to Bridgeport, and we stop over in Port Jeff, finish up there, and everyone splits off to their own different ways home.
So. That's the way to do it. I mean, that's the way to go. You know, but there's got to be a better road than 95. I guess you're going to take Route 1, you know?
You go Route 1 through Mills, Watermill, and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, 90, I mean, you want to stay off at 95.
Yeah,
you want to stay off at 95.
Yeah, you go up to 495 and come all the way down to 395 also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do that too, you know. But we plan on doing a lot of riding this summer with you, sir.
You're our road captain.
You are our road captain.
Whether I'm with you or not with you, you got to be with me with roadcaptain.
That's right. I'm telling you, listen to me, people. You have to get this app. If you ride a motorcycle, you have to get this app. It'll save your life.
Yeah.
It will save your life.
It'll show you a good time also. So
absolutely.
We're behind you 100%.
You got to ride past. You used to ride past these bars and stuff that you were maybe afraid or intimidated to go into. But now I'm going to show you where to go.
Exactly.
I'm
going
to show you the real good places to go, not these, you know, Denny's and, you know, all the These are places to go with the good music are playing and the booze is flying and the burgers are great, you know.
Exactly. And you're going to stick in all the good cigar stops, too, right?
But there's nothing better than that, though. There's nothing better than riding all day, having a couple of beers, nothing crazy, and then smoking a cigar at the end of the day. Yeah. You know, that's awesome, man. On a nice course.
And don't forget being with good friends and family.
Yeah, being with great friends, and that we have so many
friends
out there, and we can ride with them. We're going to have a great summer. This is going to be an awesome summer.
This is the beginning of a great...
We can have mayhem meetups and things like that on the coast, you know, where we're going to be, and, you know, we're going to hit some of the events and stuff.
That's right.
It'll be good.
Yeah. But you know what? Like I said, go on our Facebook page. Like us, follow us.
Follow us.
We're going to have a lot of things going on this summer.
Find Road Captain. Get the app right away.
Road Captain's a must.
And go to our website that I built myself, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
And we'll have the links to all of this on
there. And your reviews on there and Johnny's reviews. It actually looks like a review page. He'll give like 5 stars.
Yeah, anybody
and,
knows any good barbecue places out there you want to promote?
Please tell Johnny.
Let me know about
And cigar joints, too, along the road. If you guys got some good stops along your rides, let us know.
If I can get out there to the barbecue place, I will.
I'll be joining you to the barbecue joints, and then we'll shoot over and find the cigar lounge.
That's right.
And have some cold cock whiskey.
And have some cold cock in the middle.
Whiskey.
We'll get sprayed all over us, like shaking up Sprite. That was not the visual from this angle I ever want to see again.
No, but Mike, we're real happy for what's happening with Road Captain.
It's really good to
have that peace of mind with the app, and I'm real excited for you, as is everybody else.
I can't wait to get that app with
technology and stuff. But you know, it's good. It's good as a backup. It's just that even that safety feature alone, man.
Right.
Just keep your phone on with the GPS tracking and on there and in your pocket. And God forbid something should happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Fabulous.
That's incredible.
It's always a work in progress. There's always going to be more stuff added on there.
Right.
The more I think of stuff, the more, you know, that's going to help the people that, you know, that ride and make sure their journey's a lot safer. I mean, that's, you know, that's what we actually care about. We care about everyone getting out there and getting back home, you know. I mean, that's what we, you know, you read about it in the paper every time something happens and stuff, and it's, you know, it's always stupid things.
Right, that's true.
You know, we're going to make it simple to ride.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Now, you said you're going to be going down to Myrtle Beach Bike Week, and that's happening, obviously, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, May 12th to the 21st. But are you going to be in any particular area set up as road captain, or are you going to be walking about?
We're going to be down by Suck Bang Blow.
Okay.
That's right. I wanted him to say that.
We're going to probably hit the Rat Hole, too, also.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, they're going to see us. So we're going to have our banners up there and stuff like that. So
excellent.
That is awesome.
Everybody go stop down and see him. TheRoadCaptain.com. It's a nice banner and go talk to him.
And check out the app and get signed up
because, you're still doing that deal. Once it launches, the first 40 people will get this app free of charge, correct?
Free of charge.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
First 40 that sign up for the app.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's
yeah.
This could be the best thing ever by being a biker. You know what I mean?
Can you say that again 3 times?
This could be the best thing you ever bought being a biker. Besides the coke cock.
Right. And strip club choppy
beers. Besides coke cock, this is the best thing up there.
Right. And 1940s beer and cigars from Goodfellas.
You're getting her all, dysfunctional over here with your voice,
man.
This guy's got a great voice, though. He does.
Yeah.
I'm schwitzing over here, but nobody knows what that means.
Yeah, I know
apparently.
What it means.
Oh, yeah?
I know what you mean. He knows. He's laughing. He knows what that means. No, that's you that has movement. When you say that to me, that means I had a bowel movement.
It's like a hot girl and a warm girl and a cold cock. I mean, that's
right.
You know. There you go.
You went there.
Whiskey.
Good
cock,
boy.
Whiskey.
Good boy. Long pause. Whiskey. That's it. It's all about the alcohol. Drink responsibly.
That's right.
And have a designated driver. And even on two wheels.
No, have a designated driver.
Right. That's. I know. We're going to say that from now on.
Or you can always contact One for the Road.
Well, that's right. I'll go to One for the Road. See, that's what's great about this show. We have so much information to give.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot out there.
It's a big circle.
And all this information.
We need a condom company. If there's a condom company out there, don't want to advertise with us.
And that'll roll right into the cold cock whiskey. Except when it's cold, the condoms really won't work too good.
And into the back of the van
freezing
or on the road.
We got this little theme going with all our advertisers,
right.
And then if you get into trouble, you call Motorcycle Mike Esquire and get you out of jail. I love Mike. We all love Mike.
Yeah, if you want to advertise with us, get in touch with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're pretty reasonable.
Yeah, go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
That's it.
The advertising rate sheet's right there. Yeah. You can email us, too.
Yeah, you can be part of this wild party that we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you send us free stuff, I'll wear it and maybe stick it on Johnny's head or something.
Yeah.
But don't send food because he'll eat it whether it's rotted or not. So,
hey, you gotta eat. You know what I'm saying?
You can send me cigars.
You guys are too much.
I know.
All right, man.
Let
you go
fun.
Back to your show. Thanks again.
Mike, thank you.
Thank you for what you're
doing.
Thank
you for that.
Right, safe, my friends.
All right. Thank
brother.
You. See you later, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.
Tom app name? What did he say? Old School Tom asked. It's called the Road Captain. Just go to roadcaptain.com. The app's not launched yet. Just go to the website and save it and sign up for the email and notifications. And once the app is launched on the Google Play Store and I guess on the Apple Store. Apple Place or what? I'm not an iPhone.
The App Store.
It'll be called. I believe it's just going to be called Road.
Well,
Captain.
Yeah, you'll find it. I mean,
and we're going to post the link as soon as it's launched, so the first 40 people can download it free.
Yep. And you know what? This app's going to take off, man. It's got to. I mean,
it's just amazing.
You got to have it. It's definitely.
It's just. I like the safety feature.
Pothole alert.
The pothole thing alone.
The alert for the ride is great, but that first responder aspect of it, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. What are you laughing at?
I'm smiling at Randy.
Randy.
He wants to know, it says, do you guys ever ride in Canada or Eastern Canada in particular, some super rides north of the border in the Maritime provinces? Randy, no. Actually, I have never been to Canada.
I've never been there either. I mean,
I have not.
I've been to
but
Canada.
Randy, why
but I know who guys might have been to Canada. Three on the Throttle.
Yeah.
That's the show you guys got to check out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Three on the Throttle, man. Three guys, three different kinds of bikes, three different kinds of riding.
Three different perspectives.
That's right. I can't say that word because my voice is shot. I was hoping you're going to jump in.
And let me tell you something. Lucian is a great guy.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
And Jack Throttle.
Yep.
Good guys.
We interrupted again. Shit.
Well, would you calm down? Just relax, okay? Because we're on the air. It'll go back on. And we're going back on. So don't worry about it. Anyway. So with three on the Throttle, Johnny is just such a jerk. That's your iPad. It's your piece of crap.
No,
iPad.
It's not.
Whatever. I'm going to make the boobs do it.
Do the boobs.
So we'll extend it. It's the internet connection because you probably didn't connect to Deb's Wi-Fi right on
there. I'm connected to the Wi-Fi.
No, I don't think you are.
I think I am.
Trying to reconnect due to poor wireless connection.
Yeah, you said?
What?
Uh-oh.
What was that noise? For the people who do still hear us out there.
Continue talking.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Three on the Throttle.
Yeah, that's definitely an awesome concept that those guys
have. Yeah, and they've got some incredible videos of their reviews and their rides. It's just
definitely.
Because They review bikes, they review accessories, all sorts of stuff on that.
Right.
And it's some good stuff, man. Really cool videos and really, really well done. My hat's off to you guys.
Right, right.
Some good stuff out there. Go check them out, YouTube. Go on to,
got him calling right now. Jack Twaddle, how are you, sir?
Hey.
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're having a little internet problem here, but we'll be all right, you know? We're actually still broadcasting on our website, so what's going on, brother?
Not much. Just hanging out tonight. I've been working on a little 650 that I'm trying to get on the road here, and so that's pretty much what my whole aspect has been lately.
Okay, cool, man. So what's on the agenda for you guys?
Well, you know, we've got some cool episodes coming up on Three on the Throttle. I've been kind of split between a couple different shows. We have other shows in development.
Okay.
And lost my train of thought there. We have some other shows in development that are also motorcycle related, a game show and a sitcom coming soon. So we're working on those.
Sitcom, huh?
That's
a couple other different things that are coming.
Wow.
Okay. That's
we
awesome.
Are a sitcom.
I like game shows. If it's trivia, I'm good for that.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
What is yellow, wet, and shakes all over you?
Colcockwhiskey.com. There you go. Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh,
my God.
So give us an idea what the concept for the game show is.
Well, that one I can't give out quite yet.
Oh.
I can't give out the sitcom either. Okay. Sorry, we're holding on to some of our ideas just because we're kind of in new ground and we're trying to boost up the numbers to be able to support the studio.
Not a problem. It's not, but I just want to know, the sitcom's not about two fat guys and a gorgeous.
Keep going with the gorgeous part. Keep going.
Doing a radio show out of... No, it's not that. Damn it. Yeah, go ahead and scrap that idea. We need to come up with something new.
Yeah. Well, we're not on Facebook Live right now, so it's like we got bounced off again. I have no idea what's happening with our internet.
No, we're back.
Whatever.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, I got internet.
But good luck with these new concepts, and let us know as soon as you can. We'd love to check it out and let our fans know. You know what?
Yeah.
You got a good front.
Absolutely. And I think in the next, I think you guys should check out the next episode of Three on the Throttle, because I think you might get a little mention in that.
Oh, really?
Wow. Well, I do watch it on the YouTubes.
Yeah, I check it out as pretty much every
day. Yeah, no. We've been planning to do it for a while, so we've got something special planned for you guys.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I try to share it as much as I could when I see it, you know?
Right.
But
I appreciate that. We do. We really appreciate it. Our numbers aren't quite where we want them to be yet, but you know, we're still working hard, and we've got lots of good ideas. So,
as for
Three on the Throttle, we're committed to 10 episodes, so we're just going to keep on barreling through, no matter what happens, one way or another. Because to be wholly honest, I'm enjoying the hell out of shooting it. So at this point, it's just like a hobby for me. So you know,
right.
But that works out.
Okay, cool.
It's a great concept that you guys got. And you will get the numbers you're looking for.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Push as much as we could over here, but you know.
Yeah, you got to check them out, and you know you're doing a phenomenal job with the filming. I mean, some of these videos are just off the hook. They're really good.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Have you guys had the chance to check out some of the 360 stuff?
Yes.
That was cool stuff.
That's really cool stuff. So you can look around in that footage. It's basically a camera that records in all the way around. So you can look around. And I just recently did one for a quick plug for a Bill's Boneyard here in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, he
has this great part yard for old Japanese bikes. So if you have an interest in Japanese bikes, you can literally I walk around with this camera, and you can look left and right, and you can look at all the different parts, and it's in 4K, so you can get really high quality and
really
kind of figure out what you're looking at. So, and then you can call them and buy it for no, for, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
I did Harrison Eurosports. We did the last test ride out of there, and it was really cool. I did a 360 video there too. So you basically, like, you're walking through this really big dealership, you know,
right.
You get to look around, look at whatever you want. So we really are stoked with that. In fact, one of our other series, which isn't motorcycle related, if I can make a quick plug for it, is called, it's called Get Lost, and it's on YouTube. And it's 360 footage just from a unique location for a couple minutes all by yourself.
Okay.
So I go to, you know, we went to Antelope Island. I've been up to, like, up on the mountainside here on Salt Lake. And then I did the one that's coming up this week's at a lake that I grew up on called Rockport. And so, you know, there's all these different places where you just get kind of a couple minutes to kind of look around and just check it out yourself.
Wow, yeah. That, I was checking that out over the weekend. That's really cool the way you can do that.
Yeah, it's really neat stuff.
It's just a pain in the wazoo for us internet people to get the whole thing up on YouTube, but once you download all the right little
programs
that
you need for it,
it actually does.
If you're on your phone, we found that it doesn't work on everything, but we have found if you're on your phone, if you actually use the YouTube app to look at it and not your web browser, then it usually works. And then on the computer, it generally works all the time. And on the tablet, again, use your YouTube app, and it should work. But there are some phones we found that just don't do it. So, you know, and that's a bummer. Find a screen. The other day, I had my computer hooked up to my 65-inch big screen. So, well, big screen, that's not very big anymore. But, you know, in my time, that was like, holy crap. But now it's it's a little, you know, dinky thing. But anyway, you know, I mean, I have this stuff up on there, and I'm scrolling around on this thing, and it's just like I'm standing there. It's so cool. It's that I'm able to just walk around with this technology in my pocket. It's just the coolest thing ever.
So, is that technology in your pocket, or you just happy to see
me? Hey, I had cold cock in my pocket the other day.
It's technology that's happy to see you.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. But, no, I agree with you 100%.
But you're going to need to bring a lot of Double D batteries.
Hey,
Double D! I got those. Johnny's got those.
I bet.
Hey, Jack, have you heard us talk about Road Captain at all?
No, not very much.
Well, you guys have to check out this app. Well, tell them about the app.
Okay, so if you, Johnny can't talk. He didn't have enough food to prime his vocal cords. So we just got off the phone with, it's called Road Captain. If you go to roadcaptain.com, just the way it is, it's an app that Mr. Harrison and two other partners are coming out. They're actually going to be down in Myrtle Beach Bike Week, May 12th to the 21st, at my favorite bar, Suck Bang Blow. Just saying. They're going to be there promoting the app. They're actually going to be testing it out, the first test application this week. They're just waiting for one more license. But it's going to be ready to launch in June. And what it is, it's for, you know, planning your routes as a single person. I know there's a lot of routes that a lot of apps that have been out there for group rides, but this is for the single Joe guy that's just going out for a ride. And they're going to implement a pothole alert in there as well as an additional add-on for the app that will have a location and know when something happens. If your bike stops too quickly, like if you had a blowout, or God forbid you had a wreck, you hit a pothole, or the bike just broke down immediately and you lost speed, something that would indicate it set the app off that's in your phone. It checks your speed and all of that, and it'll ping to the nearest
first responders,
and someone will come out to your location based on the GPS on your phone. So even if they didn't use anything else other than just that aspect of the app, well worth it. It's going to be very affordable. I think he said it was like $2.99 or $3.99 for the app, and the add-on is going to be $1 for the safety feature.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm always down with new riding technology.
Right, so you guys could probably test that out. You should get in touch with him. Go to roadcaptain.com. The first 40,
I shall do.
Yeah, the first 40 people will get the app for free, but you guys do this, your thing for a living, man. This would be a great networking venture for the two of you, or four of you.
Yeah, it would be a great thing for you guys to, you know, to do the video and the review on it and, you know, really.
Yeah, he would love it, and you get the app for free.
And we're going to do a review on it also.
Yeah, we're going to do a review.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it in my, and just fall and see, what and see if it calls 911.
And it's going to be a Fiat and midget showing up.
I know.
It would be kind of tempting to just pull an endo just to see what had happened, you know?
Yeah, I know, to see if it works. I don't know if the Suffolk County Police Department would really appreciate that too much, but I know some
Probably not.
In my area anyway, but you never know. But it's good to have like a mini OnStar, which you can – I don't even know if you can have that on you. You don't. But, yeah, it would be like having OnStar, the emergency feature that's on the OnStar. It detects an accident or something horrible happening to your engine or things like that. But this would be based on motion. And he's got the approval with Google for their algorithms to share the same algorithms for the app. So for anybody that doesn't know what an algorithm is, I don't fucking care. I know, Johnny had his hand up. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
What the fuck is that?
It's just a nerdy, geeky thing that us people know. And you
I can't
know,
even say it.
It's kind of like being in the mob with Google. This is a good thing for him.
Hey,
so,
Google, you come back with me.
Exactly.
We share the road together,
Yeah, share the road, share the app. Roadcaptain.com.
Roadcaptain.com
check that out.
Is definitely...
And you can
check it out.
You can review that, which would be a good thing.
And definitely check out Three on the Throttle. These guys are awesome on YouTube.
That's a must.
That's a must.
I put the link on our feed. He's not saying that to you. He's pointing to our viewers.
Yes, I'm telling.
Yeah, them. So definitely check you guys. I try and share your stuff as much as possible. Yes. And we got a link on our website now for you too. So
we appreciate the fans that we do have are really just awesome, and we appreciate everybody that's kicking in and stuff like that. And we hope that it'll still take off, but we've still got lots of other things, like I say, up our sleeves with the thing. Now, just a quick end. I'll give you one little preview of what the sitcom's going to be.
Okay.
Oh, it's so that same guy that understands what algorithms are is basically been turned down for every date he's ever wanted. And so he thinks,
so
you know
what
I need to do?
What?
I need to go buy a motorcycle.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so he goes to the dealership and he buys himself a bike. And on the way home, that motorcycle starts talking to him.
Uh-oh. I like that.
I really like that.
Okay.
Kind of
is
like.
Is it a fat boy?
Well, we haven't determined the brand of the bike yet because we've decided, should we do accents? Is that now low? Can we do that anymore? Or is that wrong now or some bull crap?
Please,
no.
Enough.
So,
correct.
I don't know, but an Italian Ducati would be a lot of fun.
Hey, you. Get over here. Ride me.
I'm riding here.
No, that would be good. Well,
but
this is a single guy, though, but the bike's not a female, it's a male, so is this bike going to, give him...
The bike will be a male, and I don't want to go into too much more detail, but the other hitch of the show is that the bike, although the bike is going to be the smartass, the bike is, the guy is the straight man in this.
Okay.
The bike is the comedy element. And basically the other part of it is that we've got lessons split out so that the bike, because he's a new rider, the bike is teaching him how to ride.
Oh, God.
In every episode, you get an actual core lesson for riding.
That's our real goal.
When you watch the sitcom, you enjoy yourself, you laugh your ass off, but then also at the end of it, you become a better writer.
But you know what? That's a great way for retaining information with comedy because...
Right, if you're laughing your ass off at some snarky motorcycle that's flirting with a girl for a guy that doesn't want to be flirting with the girl, that's going to make some funny scenes.
Whatever works.
they had to use a male for the motorcycle because if they used a female for the motorcycle, it'd be hitting all the bumps and potholes on purpose, you know?
I know. I do that all the time.
Just be quiet.
I just envisioning like a small Ducati with Joe Pesci's voice.
Oh my God! Wouldn't that be great?
You should do that.
Yeah, I mean, just the possibilities are pretty endless for us.
Oh, I just had another one too.
I think we've constructed the first season to be just kind of a real introduction to riding, which it's going to be kind of a nice way to learn how to ride at the same time, or at least get. We're not saying that we're teaching anybody to ride. We're not certified. Don't listen to us. Fuck. That's a bad idea. Ooh, excuse my language.
It's okay. All right.
But you know what I mean? We do have some basic lessons that we've taken from core curriculum from some of the stuff that we really appreciate.
Right.
Some of the riding manual stuff, if you've ever read Twist of the Wrist 2 or if you ever watched Twist of the Wrist 2, you can look up it up on YouTube. Some of the best riding information you'll ever get because it's about the physics of the motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's about how the motorcycle works, which is a hell of a lot more important than the legalities of a motorcycle, which, it seems like we see most of the training programs are very much about the legalities of riding a motorcycle and not the physics of it.
Right.
And honestly, if it saves you from going down, if you have to go up on a sidewalk, fucking A, buddy.
Do it.
You know what I mean? I'm a rider. I'm realistic in riding. If I have to bail out some way, I'm going to find the safest route for me. And that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be willing to break a law or two.
Nice. That sounds awesome, though. I mean, definitely going to check that out.
And the game show concept, I promise, is just as good. We think it's a lot better.
Well, that one's going to come first.
So the game show's right around the corner.
All right.
I just want to throw this visual out because it's in my head and I'm dying here. Kevin Beener on his mini bike, standing on the side of the highway going, boss, deplane.
Nah, he would do that maybe. I don't know.
Hey, the other show you're talking about, what kind of show is it?
I don't know.
It's a game show.
The game show.
Would that be something you'd be able to call in and do with us or no?
I have something we could do that way. But we need to speak about that off the air.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good.
Yeah. No, I'm willing to let you guys know what it is, but no, I can't let that out public yet.
Okay.
I think we could come up with something actually really good.
Right.
So talk to me after.
That would be good.
All right, yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
All right, man.
We'll do it.
Thank you so much for calling the show, man.
Yeah.
Oh, anytime, man. You guys are buddies.
Yeah.
Be sure to go watch my show. After this show, watch this show first.
I have you saved on my YouTube channels, and I actually watch you on my big screen TV because I have one of them Roku things, and I have the YouTube channel on there, so I do actually lay in bed and watch you.
I just want to say,
the best place to watch me is in bed.
Okay.
Wow.
I am leaving that alone.
Make some cold cotton.
But listen, don't leave yet just yet because Rod wants to ask you a quick question.
You're on the air with our fans. Do your thing, brother. Get your word out.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, like I say, I really appreciate you guys having us on. All these times, and I appreciate all the support and Three on the Throttle is out there for you guys, man. We hope you guys watch and enjoy the show. There is tons of stuff. More stuff comes every week, so
Excellent. There's
always new stuff to look at. It's not always an episode. We want to really be bringing the kind of coolest stuff we can to the viewers, so we're taking our time with each episode.
Okay.
Coming out constantly. We have 360 where you can look around and all sorts of stuff. So 3onthethrottle.com, and you can get started there and spend hours.
Excellent. Well, we'll make sure we're going to go check that out. We'll be there.
Yeah, right. Guys, check them out.
You will check them out, too. Thank you for calling the show, bro.
Yeah, so listen.
Yeah, anytime.
We have to make our phone call now to Randy Miller.
Yeah.
We have to keep with the programming. And,
yep.
And we'll do that. But everyone, just go to 3onthethrottle. Look for them, the number 3 on the throttle on the YouTube. I posted the link on our feed. So everybody can see for the video. You know, again, we apologize for the constant interruption for the internet. So I'm using data on, you know, to get this information out there on the phone. But we do have the audio, and I'll post this in there again. It is what it is. So, you know, it's out of our control. But thank you so much for chatting with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
All right, guys. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye. We actually had another caller coming in.
Yeah, let's look at some.
Do you want to call them back?
Yeah, let's call them back.
Yeah.
That's the beauty about this show.
We can call you.
We can call you. We can call you. Okay.
You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay. You can call me Johnny.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, man. What's up, Rizzo? This is Jay Bird from the Justice Cult Band in Nashville.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you, bro?
Good, bro. How are you?
He was calling in, you little...
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I had no idea he was calling in.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
I was going to call in last week because Monday night, last week, I was with Geneva.
Okay.
I was at her studio. Justice Cult just got done recording our first CD in Geneva's studio there in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Congratulations, man.
That's fabulous.
Cool.
Excellent.
So, I heard that y'all are a sponsor of Tennessee Bike Fest. I am super excited.
Yes, we are.
We are supporting that event.
Behind it all the way.
100%.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's great. That's awesome.
And we are going to be there for that event. So are you?
Oh, you are
going
to be there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to be there.
Well, I guess then if you're there on Wednesday night, you'll get to see and hear Justice Cult for the first time.
Can't wait.
Oh, nice.
Because we are the opening act for Tennessee Bike Fest on Wednesday night.
Oh, that's great.
That's fabulous.
So we're the actual Wednesday night headliners.
Fantastic.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so super excited now. Yeah, I'm giving up Sicily for you guys, so yeah. I'm going.
Oh, hey, well, I'm honored.
You should be.
Does this guy have a great voice, too, or what?
I'm getting super excited. No, I spoke to him once before.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah, she got a little too excited when the last time she spoke to me.
I'm still excited.
A little sticky over here.
Are you stretching again?
Yeah, I'm really schwitzing over here, man.
She's going to get up.
Lord.
Oh, my God. You drive me crazy. you have that southern voice.
Between your voice and that cold cock sign behind us, you're going nuts.
Oh, God. Wait, let me hide behind the boa. But, I'm super excited about it. That you're opening,
I cannot wait to get down there and then meet Geneva, meet you, and have a good time.
I want to meet them all.
Yeah, I want to meet
them all. Hell yeah, man.
And I want everyone to meet us.
Yeah, meet us.
Yeah, so, they will.
They will.
They're meeting us. Little drips and drabs.
We'll be bringing down T-shirts
drip here,
and stickers.
Little drab there, you know.
Awesome, man.
Are we still talking about going to meet people?
Yeah. We're meeting people.
I'll be the one with the rib in my mouth.
Don't make those
disgusting. A Bronco
rib. Man, he's gonna die when he has some good true Southern barbecue.
I cannot wait.
I know, he's super excited.
Have you
about
seen
that.
Him? There's a lot to kill.
Yeah, most certainly is.
Come on, it's a water weight.
But you know, I gotta come up there and get a real slice of New York peach.
Oh, you come up here, forget about it. You'd be as fat as me and you go home.
I'll tell you what. This is what.
Dude, I'm already almost as fat as you. Shut up. I drive a truck, remember?
So do I. So this is
our day jobs are truck drivers. You know we're fat. I mean, that just says it right there.
Says it right there. But, you know, you got a sexy voice. But say, listen, so you guys, none of you really know that I used to actually work and make pizza in a pizzeria.
So I
know how to make authentic New York pizza, and what I would do is bring the pizza dough and the sauce and everything. All I need is an oven, a brick oven or something there.
And we're good to go.
And Mama Mayhem will make New York-style pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, none of this
right
will.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to work on this.
Work on that.
None of this
I'm going to work on this.
I know how to smack that dough. Let me just tell you that right now.
You do?
This is what we offer you. Mama Mayhem is going to come
smacking
down.
Your dough. Yeah.
Mama Mayhem's going to come down, make you true, authentic New York pizza.
Yep.
And me and Rod are going to come with her, and we're going to make a true New York
slobs
mess.
Out of us.
I just need somebody with a brick oven, and I will make the pizza pie.
We'll make that pizza pie.
Hey.
Yeah, forget about it.
Forget about it.
I know. It's good.
I can't do it.
It's Oh,
so
Brian's got movement just when we went live back on the air on Facebook. Oh, now we're off again. That's good.
Yeah, I was trying to watch the broadcast and it just kept cutting in and out. So I was just like, man.
Yeah, we're having problems with the internet. Yeah. But you know, we only got like 15 minutes left for the show, and that's Randy Miller's spot, so nobody really cares about Randy.
Hey
so,
man, thank you for calling.
It's all good.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say hey to you guys and tell you again, thanks for your support for Tennessee Bike Fest. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And y'all, if you one of y'all can email me an address once the CD comes out, I will send y'all a copy of our first CD.
And we will play it in the air.
Yeah.
I think we
Hell yes.
Oh, yeah, if you don't mind, we would
do love
that.
To.
We'd love to play it on the air.
Because we're allowed to play people's music on the air. Well, now give us permission to
just
do
send
it.
Us a link or something instead of a CD.
Yeah, it's only got we've only got one original on the CD and three cover songs, but the cover songs are like our versions of them.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's fine. So. Well, we could do the original. I don't want to step on any copyright infringements or anything like that. You know how they say that and get anybody in trouble. But you can most certainly do that. But I think I put our physical mailing address too. You could go right to our website.
Okay.
It's got the snail mail. If you go to motorcyclemayhemradio.com and just hit the contact us area, the address is right there for all free samples and swag and CDs and all that good stuff. Yep.
Hey, brother.
Sweet. All right, guys. Y'all take care. Peace out.
Before you go, tell everybody what band you're in and where you're playing. Go ahead.
I am in the Justice Colt Band. We're in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to be playing Tennessee Bike Fest. That's not the only rally we got. We've got four others other than Tennessee Bike Fest. So if any of y'all get down to
What
are they?
We're playing Hog Fest May 26th.
Right.
We're playing a rally in Cleveland, Alabama called Boogie Bottoms on June the 10th. We're the Saturday night headliner for that.
Nice.
We're playing August 3rd at Atwood, Tennessee at Boogie Holler 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're playing in September, we're playing another rally in Alabama called Renegade Ranch Bike Rally on September 16th. Then on the 20th is when we play Tennessee Bike Fest.
Nice. Sweet. Beautiful.
So
that sounds like Justice some good band. Barbecue.
Yep.
Barbecue. good music.
So if y'all get on Facebook, just search Justice Colt. You'll see videos of us and everything.
All
right. All right. And Geneva says, hello, Jaybird.
Oh, hey, G.
Yep. She's listening. So that's awesome.
Cool.
Beautiful.
All right, guys.
We'll be chatting with you again. Thank you so
Absolutely. See y'all soon.
You got
it. Definitely.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we got 10 minutes left, folks, so we're going to call Randy Miller.
Randy. Shh. Call Randy. Don't tell nobody, all right?
I'm going to text him right now and tell him we're calling him.
His name is Batman.
What? I thought it was Piggly Miller or something. Piggy Miller, that's his other face.
There's Batman on my phone.
Why is he Batman?
He's Batman.
Really?
He is Batman.
Does he have a cave?
He does.
No, he doesn't. Why do I believe you? Why do I believe you?
I don't know.
I do not get it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I know.
Does he have a
cave? Yeah. Turn your radio off, faggot.
Yeah, turn your radio off, faggot. I know. We're having eruptions.
I know.
Well, yeah, because I got the Facebook up, but that's just...
Yeah,
you can listen to the internet.
I went to the webpage and just turned it on, so at least I can listen to it.
Yeah
exactly. Awesome.
So, what's up, Mr. Randy Miller?
Just another week.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Randy Miller, one of my best friends in the world right here. He knows so much about motorcycles, you can fucking build one, practically.
No, he has built one.
Yes, he has.
Yours.
Thank you, Rod.
No, I just fix his screw-ups.
That's right.
Yeah, just make sure you put your mouth, on the mouth.
Wait a minute. What did you just say, Randy? Johnny is a screw-up?
No.
Randy, my handlebar's loose. What do you mean it's loose? It keeps twisting. It's your fucking throttle, you asshole.
Oh.
True story.
So, listen, so we had a little situation with one of our listeners. So I'll ask you this. His bike had been sitting for a couple years, and he went to go start it, and obviously it didn't start. So what are some things people can do if they live in the cold countries of the sections that they can do to protect the motorcycle, number one, and so that it'll actually start after it's been sitting for a while?
Well, okay, the first thing you got to do is you got to put something in the gas. I happen to use seafoam. I happen to like it. But you have Stabo, any of those kind of things. You should put that in the gas.
Okay.
Before you park the bike, for the end of the season or whatever, or the time you're not going to ride it, you should fill it up, the gas tank, up to the fullest you can get it.
Okay.
The least amount of oxygen in the tank, the least amount that, the gas can go bad, or B, that the tank can start to rust.
Got it.
Okay. Because a tank with gas that's under gas, you know, with gas in it, it can't rust.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. And if you have a... see, the problem is with the new injected bikes, you can't run them dry. There's no way to run them dry.
Right.
So you have to pray, you know, when you got to start that bike, it's a year or two down the line, you may end up having to put injectors in it because, you know, they may be clogged, you know what I mean? Just from gas going bad in them and stuff like that.
Okay.
But if you have a carbureted bike, you can turn off the petcock.
Right.
And run that bike out of gas. Okay.
Yeah.
And that'll get it so maybe it starts. Mm-hmm. You put a battery tender on it and pray that, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road that the battery's still
good.
A lot.
But okay.
A lot of times the battery dies, you end up having to buy a new battery for it.
Right.
Don't park it with tires on concrete. Concrete has a nasty way of sucking all the moisture out of things. And it'll suck the moisture out of the tires. It'll make flat spots on the tires. And will actually make the spot that the tires are sitting on go bad.
Wow.
Really?
I didn't know that either. So what should
they... Cut a couple pieces of carpeting or a couple pieces of plywood. Park it up on the plywood or the carpeting or something.
Okay.
Or if you have a jack, get it up off the ground.
That's a really good tip. I did not know that.
Anything will do that. Concrete has a nasty habit of just sucking all the moisture out of anything that's adjacent to it.
Right.
It's like you never put a battery, you know, like a car battery or a bike battery, directly on concrete.
No.
It will actually suck it dry.
So that's why my dad always told me to put it on. I always did it two pieces of plywood and stuff.
Right.
And I put the batteries in my basement. I have spare batteries, and they're up on the plywood. So
right.
That was an old. I didn't know why. I just listened to him. So, all right, whatever you say, you know. And I've always done that. So yeah, okay.
Concrete's really, really a very nasty thing. It's made with caustic chemicals and everything else.
Right.
It's really not good for anything. No. You know. I mean, my whole garage. I got some old used carpeting and put. My whole garage is carpeting, so that when you're parking bikes in there, they're not sitting on the concrete.
That's great. I honestly didn't know that. That's a fabulous tip, Randy. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, look, anytime you're going to park a bike for any long period of time, don't put a cover on it that won't breathe. Because if you put a cover on it that it won't breathe, all it will do is completely rust your bike from the inside out.
Right.
Yeah, because what happens is it'll create moisture inside that cover, and it'll just rust it. It'll rust. It'll rust right through chrome. It'll rust right through anything.
Give it to me in a detail and say, "Can you get all these little?" It's just surface rust, and I'm like, "Okay, no, it's not. Buy a new motorcycle."
Yeah. Look, there's ways to get rid of the rust too. You know.
Right.
But that's a whole other ball game, and that's. You know, that's more than detailing. That's, you know, restoring, so to speak.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to start breaking out all kinds of compounds and you know, sometimes steel wool, stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
And don't use regular steel wool.
Mm-mm.
Use the triple O steel wool on chrome.
Right.
And still be very careful with it. It'll scratch the chrome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be really careful.
So... This is why Randy Miller calls our show.
Yeah.
Because he has great
tips.
This is
why we call him. Great tips.
Well, we annoy him.
Yes.
But he loves you.
Was this saying about you got to turn off the coal cock? You got to turn the coal cock off?
What are you talking about?
When you went to the ride, turn the coal cock. Oh, the peacock. What was that?
It's the peacock, you stupid shit.
If you have a carbureted bike, on carbureted bikes, they have a petcock on them that gives you.
Coal cock. No, it's a petcock, you stupid fuck. And I'll say that.
Okay.
And really what you should do, and I do this with my car. I have two bikes. I have one that's fuel injected, one that's carbureted. And my carbureted bike, every time I park it, I happen to know the bike and everything else, and I know exactly where to turn it off. But there's a certain spot going to my house that I know that if I turn that petcock off, I have just enough time to get in the garage, mm-hmm. and it'll run for maybe 30 seconds, and then will run itself out of gas when the carburetor out.
And that keeps, because if there's no gas, and it goes bad, right? If the fuel sits in there, it'll go bad.
If there's no gas in the carburetor, it can't go bad.
No.
You know. But unfortunately, with fuel injected, you can't do that because it's all under pressure and still everything else. You
right. And when you run out of gas with that, it's like with the cars with the fuel injection. If you run them dry, you need a new fuel pump or new injectors or whatever. So
Well, because everything's got O-rings and stuff in it, and if there's no gas in it, they will all just dry out and rot, and then that'll be the end of that. And they'll start leaking all over the place, and then it gets to be a mess. And you start a fire, and you burn your bike up, and that's no fun.
Well, Randy?
No, it's not. Yeah.
We'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. We're running out of time here.
We are. But listen, there's another Randy Gallant. We're back online again. I don't know for how long, Randy, because of the internet here in the United States of America. But when Randy Gallant calls back, definitely shoot us a message. Let us know about the rides that are happening in Canada. I would love to take a little ride up in Canada.
Toronto, yeah.
Yeah. I knew a woman. She had passed a couple years back, but her name was Flo. I don't know if Randy knows her, but she used to do a lot of breast cancer runs and stuff in the Canada area. And she used to post pictures and videos. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful riding. It really is. So I'd like to experience some new areas.
Yeah.
But, what people don't realize is that up in Canada, and believe it or not, up in anywhere from here up, into Maine, up into Vermont, and all that. Mm-hmm. It's some of the most beautiful land there is. I mean, anywhere. And you can go for a ride from here up into Maine and make a loop and come back, and you'll be absolutely amazed at what you'll see. It's just, some of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah, Vermont's beautiful. Yeah. Maine's beautiful. We're going to be going up to Massachusetts soon, with the bikes and everything. And, we're looking forward to seeing I'll say it, God's country if you want. There's so much to see and do out here. Sure. And like Johnny said, and we've been saying, we want to hear your favorite rides.
Yep.
Send us the links to your favorite little road stops. Show us pictures. Share them with everybody.
And we say show us pictures, we mean show us pictures.
No. we mean don't. That's for all the group pages. You could show them those pictures there. So make sure you go to all the group pages. We love them
there.
You want
to know the roads.
The Facebook page is.
So we're not allowed to send pictures of Johnny getting wet on his bike?
No, it's not getting wet. It's getting sprayed. There's a difference.
I got sprayed by Colcock.
We got to go. We got to cut you off.
Thank you very much for your information. He's always brilliant, as always.
Yeah, Randy, thank you.
Peace and love, boys and girls.
Yeah. Later, brother.
Thank you.
Brilliant tips. That was the one good tip. Do not leave your motorcycle stored directly on concrete. It ruins it.
That's some good shit, Randy, man.
Right now,
he's a very smart
guy. Right now, there's a bunch of guys running out to the garage.
Better get those old rugs.
And concrete also hurts your head when you land on it. So
that explains a lot with you.
But yeah,
you know what? I'm going to start saving pieces of carpet at work, and I'm going to start selling them. Anybody need a 12x8?
Are we in a rush to go anywhere?
No.
We got another show going in, but let's say goodbye to everybody that's been calling in. And
yes.
Thank you all very much, Old School Biker Magazine.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate it. Rebecca?
Yeah.
She's got a site on Facebook, actually. I think she dropped a link on here. We'll go check it out. Post your poker run and party.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Man.
If you want to co-share stuff or share events with us, we'll add it. There's this nice little feature on Facebook now if you want a page.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give everybody a little geek tip, number one. If you guys are all these regular pages, not so much the groups, but the Facebook business pages, you can actually add an event to your page.
I saw that.
And so people will see a list of the events that you support. And then this way, when the event promoter changes the events, it's the same event. All the updates will be on there, and just share it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how you do it. So any events that you guys are supporting, just put them on your business pages and add them to your events.
That's
and
it.
Everybody will get to see everybody's stuff, man.
Yep.
It's great.
That's right.
That's awesome. So, I guess it's time to say goodbye.
Well, you want to finish out with the shout outs to everybody?
Well, we did a lot already.
Thank Mike Harrison for calling in.
Road Captain, Three on the Throttle.
Johnny Lang.
We're looking forward to doing some stuff with you now.
Hollywood, thank you.
Michelle.
Geneva.
Everybody. Just
Randy
Band.
Miller.
You're Randy Miller. Yeah, okay, Randy.
And,
yeah, it's all good.
And I see
somebody
that I'm hoping will one day get to join us.
Well, we'll see what happens. We can discuss that when we're off the air, but for right now.
Yes.
But I'm glad she's listening tonight.
Thank you very much for listening to our little show we have here, which is growing.
And growing.
Like your belly.
Like Colcock.
Like your belly. Yeah, it's growing like your belly.
Your belly.
We love you.
Love you guys.
We'll see you
next Monday.
And
have
remember,
it's a two-wheel thing.
Have a great night, folks.
Goodbye.
Well, I got to get up now and shut the damn camera off, so not really.